much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, it's Clarissa. Oh, hi. I'm glad you called. We're just about to start. You want to come over?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best.
Isn't that just so awesome you can't stand it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The 12-year-old is completely out of control, and I can't, I physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, did you want us to come over to shoot her? Are you there?
Excuse me?
That's a joke. Okay, so...
Who are you? What is your name?
Mike Forbes.
Okay, that's not funny, Mike.
I'm sorry.
And guess what? I'm going to file a formal complaint.
I don't blame you a bit.
And now, I'm not just blowing smoke here. I love your show. I love it. Seriously, I want to have sex with your show.
Our feature presentation.
Would you like to take that back, 911 operator?
I would have laughed. If it had been me, I would have laughed.
Yeah, especially
a little levity.
It wasn't some sort of life-threatening emergency.
Right.
Or anything like that. She wasn't in a building that was on fire and needed rescue.
And
she was acted up.
And she sounded like she might shoot him.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
She'd get the joke.
Boy, did he know the instant he stepped in it, though, didn't he? He was like,
I
know.
I don't blame you. Here's
I
my
don't
name.
Blame you.
Yep. I enjoyed this job.
Worked really hard to get it. Trained a lot of hours.
Look, the only 911 calls we usually hear are calls where it becomes newsworthy or somebody gets in trouble or celebrities involved. But 99% of the calls they take must just be BS things, right? My neighbor's dog is barking or something,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
People call for directions.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd make you crazy after all the training and everything.
Yeah, what's information is, man?
Remember that dude?
What a giant waste of time that job must be. I'm surprised more of them don't snap, or at least we don't hear about it. All right, this is an unusual start to today's Kevin Bean Show. Welcome in. By the way, it is Tuesday. Usually I bring you some story from the news, but today I want to talk about the Three Stooges.
The Why? Three Stooges?
Yes, the Three Stooges are back. You know, the movie's coming out in a couple of weeks. The Farrelly Brothers have the new Three Stooges movie out.
Right.
Let me get the temperature of the room here on the Three Stooges, because they are an entertainment act that has not been really high profile. I was almost say popular, but I guess there are still people who enjoy the old movies. But they haven't been high profile in decades, right? Three Stooges haven't been on. They're not on TV. You don't hear about them. You don't see them. What did you grow up at all with the Stooges, Kevin?
No. Here's the thing about the Three Stooges. I've been told that since I'm a guy, I love the Three Stooges. But I don't. I don't find it funny. I'm not.
In other words, you've watched a little bit of it. Just doesn't do anything for you.
Oh well, that guy sure did hit the other guy. So. I'm not really that interested in this.
All right. How about you, Muggsy?
I knew a little bit about them growing up, but I wasn't really into them. You know, I never really got into them.
So far from, you know, the first two people I've asked, the movie has a little bit of an uphill climb. How about you, Lisa?
I do remember them when I was little, seeing those movies occasionally and never really enjoying them. And I have no interest in this movie.
All right. So we're 0-for-3 so far. So here's some details on the movie. Sean Hayes is playing Larry. He, of course, from Will and Grace. Will Sasso is playing Curly. He's been in a ton of TV, Mad TV also. And a guy named Chris Diamantopoulos is playing Mo.
That guy has me.
Now, so I'm far you're not in because when we first heard about it, remember it was going to be, we heard Sean Penn and we heard Jim Carrey. Remember we heard all these names being bandied about. So those are the guys who are playing the Stooges.
The only thing that makes me interested in it is the Farrelly Brothers.
Yes.
I like their stuff. So
decent track record. Right. There's a nunnery involved in the film. Jane Lynch is playing the Mother Superior. She's funny.
Yeah,
okay.
She is.
That helps.
Jennifer Hudson is one of the nuns. She is Sister Rosemary.
Okay.
Larry David is playing a nun.
What?
He's a nun?
He is a nun. Kate Upton is playing a nun.
What?
Would I say Kate Upton's in the film as Sister Bernice? Are you perhaps interested?
Yes!
Because you know they're not covering her up completely,
now
right?
I'm there.
There's a reason for that.
Brian Doyle Murray, who of course is the good acting Murray, he's in the movie as well. And a bunch of other people that you've heard of. So Sofia Vergara, also in the movie.
Yes, all right, I'm in.
And she is in the trailer as well. And the reason I bring all this up is here so far we've got a room of people who are not all that interested in seeing the Three Stooges movie, but I want to present to you the audio from the trailer from the Farrelly Brothers movie that is coming out 2 weeks from Friday. And you can see the trailer at KROQ.com. We put up a post at KevinandBean.com. So I'll play as much as you want, but here's the trailer of the new Three Stooges movie.
A fire hose. We can lower ourselves down on the ground.
The kid's right. It's foolproof.
Everybody ready for a good time? Shall we, fellas? You got any dynamite? Hold on. What's the matter with you?
Are you guys in?
Wow.
I'm back out.
I don't know.
Idiots, get out of here.
Now look what you've done.
Me? You started it.
Hey, leave him alone.
Shut up.
Jesus, are you serious?
All right, now I may be in.
Come on.
Now I may be in. Because they've gone way over the top. Now I may be in.
I can't.
Plus, did you say Kate Upton?
Yes, I did say Kate Upton.
I'm in.
I can't count how many times people get hit in the head in this movie. It's like, it's got to be thousands.
You know what's cool, though? They never get hurt. And that's cool.
They never get hurt.
Yep. That's true.
Quite a world.
How do you get smashed in the head with a frying pan and then poked in the eyes and get your nose and your ears twisted off? It never gets hurt. All right, a little bit more of the trailer. All right, big finish. Too subtle?
Now I'm in.
Is that the problem? Is it's too subtle?
The fact at the beginning was a little annoying, but then once it comes around, you know, 5 minutes in and they're still doing that.
It does seem like it'd be an exhausting film to go see, doesn't it?
We occasionally will play a clip of just fighting because that cracks us up. You know, somebody's in a movie and there's some fighting in it. Right. And we just place fighting sound effects. We go, look, well, you get the idea. That's sort of what that's like, but only they keep going and going and going. I don't know. Farrelly Brothers, some of the women you announced. I think
Sophie Vergara, Kate Upton. Yeah.
Did they do that movie with Matt Damon where he was a Siamese twin?
I believe that
was conjoined twins is the proper way to say
that. I believe that was him, yeah.
That was one of the worst movies
I didn't see that one.
Ever
They're
seen.
Not 100%.
I'm out.
Really? Wow. Well, I'll let you know how it is. I'm in.
All right.
I think I'm in. Bean, you don't go to anything, but if you did, would you go?
I don't think this is for me. I am amused by the trailer, though. Yeah. I will tell you. That's a dedication to physical comedy.
I'm going to have to go to the website and see that, though.
All right.
You've got to go. Up at krock.com. You got to see. I think, obviously, it adds even more to it when you can see it. But I wanted to bring it up because it'll get lost in the shuffle of all the other movies coming out, but a couple weeks from now.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBee Show, shall we?
Come on, guys. A little effort.
Nope. We have Ask a Midget today.
Yeah.
And we use that word because Brad Williams, who is a comedian and a friend of ours, is fine with the word midget.
Right.
He
self-identifies.
He's given us permission.
Now, all of the little people in America, not very happy with him, but because they don't like the word midget. But
Or us.
Oh, no
Brad
question.
Brad is
they never have.
Already on his way down to K-Rock. He tweeted that he was on his way this morning for the segment. And I tweeted him back and I said, dude, where are you coming from, Arizona? He said, I mean, seriously, how are you already on the way? And he said he's coming from Oompa Loompa Land, and it's a very long way.
See?
So I didn't realize that.
It's like an hour and a half from now. But we're going to do Ask a Midget. If you ever had any questions, you're going to get a chance to ask them. We are going to do butt dialing for the phone-in topic. Your phone decided on its own that it wanted to dial somebody.
Yeah, that's not cool.
A lot of times you keep your phone in your back pocket. That's what happens. Sometimes it's in your handbag, your purse, whatever, guy's front pocket, whatever, wherever you keep it. A lot of times it has a mind of its own, and it dials the wrong person at the wrong time. So we're gonna take some calls about that.
Okay.
We have a new beer mug weigh-in, see how he's doing so far. We have, thanks for that tweet, Bean. Very excited about that.
Dare you.
It's going to be good.
Yep.
We also have Kevin Smith coming in next hour.
Wow.
Oh, excellent.
How about that? So that's all coming up this morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is next with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
The Unity Tour features 311 and Slightly Stupid coming to the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. We have your tickets. What? What's so funny?
They're slightly stupid.
They can't even spell stupid. That's
They're
how stupid
so
they
stupid.
Are.
Stupid.
You can keep listening to Score Your Tickets and Passes. We've got an exclusive backstage barbecue with the band. You can get the details at krock.com. We have many chances for you to win on today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Ralph Garman with the Campus Beat.
Yep.
Been watching some Storage Wars?
I have. Got them all DVR'd. I think I have the entire collection now.
Do you really?
Keep watching over and over again, thinking maybe this time that book will be worth something. But no. Turns out the same.
It's good use of your time.
I think so. Let's talk about showbiz news. But first, how about if I give away some tickets to the very special advance screening of American Reunion? Happens at the Arclight Pasadena on April the 5th. Movies and theaters everywhere Friday the 6th. But you'll be one of the first people on this planet to see it if you're one of our lucky callers. I want to give it to a fan of the franchise, someone who would truly appreciate seeing American Reunion early. So let's talk about American Pie. If you know the answer to my trivia question and you call 1-800-520-1067 and you get through with the right answer, you may win a pair of tickets to the advance screening of American Reunion. Here is the trivia question. This movie was the big break for a lot of young actors of the time. Of course, Jason Biggs starred in the film. First time he met Shannon Elizabeth in that film. Sean William Scott also got his break in that film. However, he was not credited in the film as Sean William Scott.
Really?
If you know how he was credited in the first American Pie movie, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call.
The guy we'll never hear from again?
Why won't we hear from Sean William Scott?
I'm just saying, is that what he was labeled as?
No. That would be cruel. If you know the answer, call right now.
Ryan Gosling.
It was Ryan Gosling. He was known as Ryan Gosling. He had to change his name when that other guy started working in show business. Simon Cowell saw his life flash before his eyes last Saturday night. He was in his London home. Heard a noise. Went upstairs to investigate. And found a deranged woman carrying a brick in his bathroom.
Carrying a brick?
Yes. It's not what you want to find.
No.
Apparently she broke into his house by smashing a window. She was coming to pay a visit to Simon.
But she still had the brick.
Still had the brick.
It wasn't just to smash the window.
No. Mm. She had broken in. She was charged with aggravated burglary yesterday morning. And will remain behind bars until her next hearing on June the 12th. But that's got to be a disturbing side, right?
I would think so.
It's not how you want to see a woman in your bathroom.
No.
There's a lot of ways you don't want to see a woman in your bathroom, but that's the carrying a brick, I think, would be the least of all. Maybe she's
zero for effort, zero for style, zero for star quality.
Right.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
Yeah.
Maybe she was going to put it in his toilet to save him some water. You know, they say put a brick in your tank and displaces some of the water.
I'm sure that's what she was concerned
with. Maybe she was going to do him a favor.
His water consumption.
Khloe Kardashian. She's making a statement. She has quit PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, because...
I didn't know she was in PETA.
I didn't either.
She was. In fact, she did one of those posters, I'd rather go naked than wear fur.
That's right. We were like, no!
Back in 2008, she posed naked, and I lost sight for 18 months. She heard that the person responsible for flower bombing her sister Kim last week at the red carpet in West Hollywood was a fur activist and PETA member. Now, PETA management insists they had nothing to do with the flower tossing. However, they have offered to pay for her defense expenses.
Right.
So, Chloe's taking a stand. She's quitting.
So, Chloe feels strongly enough to join PETA and do an ad for them, but can't talk to her sister about wearing fur? Like, they didn't have that conversation at some point?
But you can't control your sister, but you also know what PETA is when you join it.
Right.
And throwing flour or blood or any number of
things. Red paint.
That's kind of what they do.
Yeah.
She knows that when she joins.
But now it hits home. Now it's personal.
You don't do it to Kim.
You don't do it to Kim.
No.
So she is quitting PETA. And listen.
Want some pudding?
PETA, is an organization that really takes care of exotic animals. And I think in Chloe's case, she would want to be in that organization because I think she's the last of her kind.
Get some
if I'm not mistaken.
Protection.
There was that one, they got that shot in the woods of him walking through the wilderness, that famous footage,
right.
You know.
Sure.
But I think she's the last Yeti, so you think she'd want to be preserved.
So when she dies, they're done on Earth.
It's all off. It's all off. Taylor Swift and Diana Agron have both been rumored to be romantically involved.
With each other?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
With New York Jet quarterback Tim Tebow. Oh, new Jet Tim Tebow. they've both been seen separately with Tebow. So you think maybe there's a little jealousy there. Maybe they both got something going on.
This is going to be one of those deals, though, whoever he's with for the moment, for whatever reason he's with, right? The tabloids?
They will be romantically paired,
yes,
you mean?
Yeah, always.
That's probably the case because Taylor and Diana were seen together at the Hunger Games this weekend in Los Angeles. They went to the movies together.
It's a permanent threesome. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, because you know that TiVo, that's how he rolls.
That is how he rolls. He does nothing but bang.
I just want to thank my teammates and thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
It would have to be a foursome because Jesus is always wherever Tim goes. So Jesus is sitting there saying, let me know when you guys are done. I'm really not supposed to be into this kind of thing. I can only avert my eyes for so long. Let's get back to the praying. Hello.
So Tebow could have sex with Taylor Swift and Diana Agron, probably together if he wanted to, but he's choosing not to.
Right.
It's not right.
That's bad choice. That's not a good choice.
If any man on earth has that option, he has a duty to the rest of us to say, yes, I will.
He answers to a higher power than you, Kevin. Okay? So why don't you just stand down?
All right.
Ruff was...
Before a bolt of lightning comes down, just... fries your giant
head. That would have
happened
a long time ago.
You're Mr. NFL.
Yes, I am. That's what they call me right now. Mr. NFL.
That's true.
Was yesterday the first time a backup quarterback has ever had a media press conference?
I'm sure there have been other cases, but I can't think of one off the top of my head, that's for sure.
It was insane to see how much there was, how much media there was.
Did you
was
see
yesterday.
Sanchez jumping up and down in the back? Going, hello, yoo-hoo, yes. Over here, starting quarterback, New York Jets, anyone? Hello.
And Tebow talked a lot about how, I'm real close with Mark, and we're going to get along fine, and we're looking forward to working together, and blah, 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 blah. But you just know that, Tebow's going to be sitting on the bench going, put me in, coach.
I don't know about that. By all counts, he's fairly egoless, this Tebow kid.
Maybe so.
And I think he's willing to fulfill whatever position, whatever role they see for him on the team. He genuinely seems like a guy who just wants to play and wants to make his coaches happy.
Well, it's gotta be Jesus will make the decision when it's time for him to go in.
That's right.
It's got to be bizarre, though, for him who he really turned things around in Denver. I mean, really, at the end of the season.
Yeah, his feelings have to be hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
That's crazy. He must have been on top of the world at the end of the season.
But, you know, if you're looking down the road and you want a career after football, to be in the biggest media market in the world can't be a bad thing.
Agreed, I agree.
And they said you can choose the situation you want to go to, Tim. We appreciate what you did here in Denver, and we're going to move you, but you can have input and you can choose where you want to go.
That was nice.
And there were several possibilities, and he chose New York. He wanted to be there. So I think his career in the NFL will be short-lived, but I think he'll go on to be an analyst or a broadcaster or something like that, and it's probably a good
motivational speaker.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have an answer to my trivia question? I believe Steven on line one was the first caller through with the correct answer. Steven?
Yes.
How was Sean William Scott credited in the first American Pie film?
Sean W. Scott.
Sean W. Scott, yeah. I don't know why he went with the full three name, the full serial killer moniker.
Okay.
But
just in case he killed someone.
Just in case. Congratulations, you're going to the advanced screening of American Pie. Hold on, we'll give you all the details, Stephen. Congratulations to William, Jose, Brenda, and Mike. They're also all going to see the movie early. Today's celebrity birthday is director Quentin Tarantino. He's 49 years old today. Mariah Carey celebrates her 42nd birthday. Nathan Fillion, oh, sweet Jesus, how I love him in that Castle TV show. He is 41. Elizabeth Mitchell, remember her from Lost?
Yeah,
Sawyer's girlfriend on that show. She's 42 years old. Fergie of Black Eyed Peas turns 37. Is that all? Really?
Wow.
Oh, Fergie.
That's a rough 37.
Oh, she's lived.
She has done it all twice. And actress Brenda Song of The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody celebrates her 24th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Author, writer, director, podcaster, actor, Kevin Smith. Man, the guy can do so many things well, but getting here on time is not one of them. He will be joining us in just a few minutes as our guest to talk about his brand new book in just a few minutes. I'm going to say something shocking to you guys right now.
All right.
Look, no one hates Beer Mug more than I do. I mean, I would kill him if I could get away with it.
I don't think anyone hates Beer Mug.
I do.
Okay.
I despise the kid. But here's what I'm going to say to you. I have believed in his quest to lose this 30 pounds by June 1st from day one, and I still do. I still think he's going to do it.
Really?
How about that?
That's just dumb. Beer Mug is so fat, damn, he's so fat. Beer Mug is so fat, that boy's got back. Beer Mug is so fat, he likes smoking doobies. Beer Mug is so fat, he's got mad boobies. Will Beer Mug lose the weight? I think not. Beer Mug.
plus point OR. So Muggs is down 6 pounds rather, in the last 2 weeks. And I'm thinking if he can continue to lose 3 pounds a week, he shatters his 30 pounds by June 1st.
Yeah, I have 11 weeks left, Bean. We were figuring it out this morning.
And right.
If I lose 3 pounds every week, that's 33 pounds. That's well over my goal.
Now, what's going to happen if that happens is I'm going to give you $100 and Dave's going to give you $100.
Exactly.
If not, you're going to pay us both.
Right.
You got off to a little bit of a slow start, Muggs. I got to be honest. It took you a while to kind of find the eye of the tiger, but you seem to be committed now, with the exception of a cheat day on the weekend. Now, what did you have on, what was it, Saturday or Sunday?
It was Sunday. I had chicken wings, hot wings. With yeah, with extra ranch.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Extra ranch!
Extra ranch!
Yeah, that's what good diets are made of.
Yeah. So I figured, you know, I'm allowed one cheat day because I was so good last week. Kevin was on vacation. He usually gets, you know, breakfast. So I brought in my breakfast every morning. I portioned it out to like 5 servings a day.
So me being here is the key to you not losing weight.
Yeah. So don't go on vacation if you want to win the money.
You put a lot of temptations in front of me. Weren't you waving Girl Scout cookies in the air like you just didn't care yesterday?
Yeah, I have them right here.
Kevin brought in a whole bag of every Girl Scout cookie made yesterday.
Stood them up across the board so that he could see every single one of them. Had to move them to get to all the controls.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good about Beer Mug with the weigh-in. And we did bring in the scale. We're about to find out how he's going to do. So you were down 3 pounds last week, 3 pounds the week before, after a little bit of a rough start. So you were at 220.6 last Tuesday. Let's see how you do today.
All right, here goes.
220.6 is
where he was. This is the 6th week, by the way, and he started at 226.
I'm back up 1.4 from last week.
Extra ranch!
It was the extra ranch.
Yeah!
221.4 is what the scale says.
Which
let me try that again.
220. No, you're not going to try it again. You're going to try it again when you lose weight.
Oh, that's it was 220.6 last week.
And 1.4, which makes 222.
Yeah.
Okay, so
No, it's 221.4 is what it read.
Oh, right. Yeah. I see what
you're saying. 8/10 of a pound.
Yes.
221.4, that's so great.
Well, that just means no extra ranch now.
You know what that means? 6th week. Now, let me just recap. You started at 226.8.
Yeah.
6 weeks later, you're at 221.4.
Almost 5 pounds.
How's that confidence coming, Bean? No.
Well, I'm not blown away by the results of today's weigh-in.
Would
I have to be honest.
Would you agree that
Beer Mug is so fat? Extra ranch!
You had extra ranch.
Yeah, that's what did it. That's what did it. And
you fully know that extra ranch is nothing but fat.
It's nothing but fat.
You know that. You knew that before you had nothing but ranch.
It's not just the ranch.
What is it, Lisa?
It's a mixture.
You know, I think it's what Ralph said last week, which is what you did a week or 2 weeks ago, you're now seeing the impact of. So he also had the tacos. Remember the tacos from before that? So I think all of that is catching up. So maybe what you did last week will show up next week.
Maybe you just need to accept that. You need to just accept that.
No, I'm just gonna step up the workouts now.
Oh, your workouts? You still running in place?
No, I stepped it up.
You did. Yeah. What does that mean?
I actually worked out at PKG gym.
And worked out meaning lift weights?
Did circuit training, just high intensity circuit training.
All right, that's better than running in place by a pool.
Absolutely.
All right, Muggs. We'll see you in a week, man.
All right.
Nicely done. Kevin Smith has joined us in the studio.
Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, everybody.
How are you, man?
I like when you get to the point where they don't play the intro for you anymore.
Well, we don't have time.
My bad.
Because certain people were supposed to be here 15 minutes ago.
I know we're here to talk about the book and all the amazing things that I've accomplished. Yes. But I would like to talk about today is an important anniversary in my life.
Huge. It is?
Yes.
Why?
14 years ago today, first time I was porked by my wife.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
She did the porking? You didn't do the porking? She did the porking?
Of course. I lay there, dude. I am not an active participant in our sex life. Yeah. It just happens to me like
just
a storm.
Just tell me where to stay and where to stand. And
totally. When you're finished and we'll
conclude
this.
Speaking of which, I bought Tough
Your book.
That moment is in the book.
What?
That moment that I'm talking about, the 14-year anniversary, is detailed in the book.
There's a lot detailed in the book
that
I wish there wasn't.
That's huge, man, for, like, come on, married people? Like, 14 years, like, just
No, not that, but you detailed it in the book.
She's over that. Yeah, I showed her the dedication. I was just like, this is what the book's going to be like. She's like, you're on your own. She enjoyed it. She's kind of a book whore, man. She's like a publishing nut. So when I was like, I'm going to write a book, and I've had books before, but they've always been compilations of stuff I've already done. Mm-hmm. This was like, I'm going to sit down and write a book. And when I brought in the galleys for the first time, she was just like, oh my gosh, she got halfway through and she was like, brought me right to the bed. Ba-ding, ba-ding.
Is that right?
She's into the literature. And she's like, of all the things I've done, she's like, oh, you know, Kevin, little boys like your movies and stuff. That's not true.
Right.
But this, she was like, this is respectable. You wrote a book for
You're
going to
write a
publisher.
Book every 6 months now, aren't you?
Every week, Kevin? If I can, yeah, man.
Mr. Smith?
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, Bean's here.
Oh, I am back. How about that?
I left his mic off.
I forgot that I was on the show.
What a surprise.
I thought he was just calling in sick. Hey, man,
no,
how are you?
No, I was here trying to ask questions. As much as you love masturbation,
yes,
you don't have time to do that anymore because you're having nonstop every 90-minute sex with your wife, right?
Yeah, I try. Well, but that's the thing. My libido is pretty high, and hers is pretty good, but she's still, like, not before noon, and she's got a window.
So she still leaves you some private time.
As long as
There's
she has a
definitely
window.
Definitely time.
Now,
you got to make time for yourself, kids. Time to dream, time to do that.
I was on...
it's important. It's creative.
You need your share of yourself.
Oh, yes.
I was on vacation last week.
Sometimes you got to unpack the bags. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. And I bought the book. I bought the enhanced version of the book.
Speaking of unpacking the bags.
Yes. What'd you think?
Awesome.
It's sweet.
Why
right?
aren't all books like that? At the beginning of every chapter, there's a little YouTube-looking window, and you click on it, and Kevin gives you a video introduction of the chapter.
That's
it's mixed media,
right.
man.
That's
so
really
you're,
great.
Yeah. And we know you have to slog through the utter chore of having to read that
but I was hoping you
18th
would
century thing, so we give you video right up top.
Remember when you were talking about doing well on the panel at Comic-Con? Like,
yes.
I was hoping you would put video there. I don't know that you have the
rights
to it.
Unfortunately, I don't own that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I went to look at it for the first time, and the kid who did it, JC, he shoots all our shows at the Lovitz. They did a wonderful job. I'm looking at it, and I remember saying, hey, man, put the speech, the Sundance speech.
Right.
And it's there for...
Did you buy Kevin Smith's book yet? And he said, no, but I'm planning on it. I said, don't skip the first chapter. If you skip the first chapter, it's the most interesting book in the world.
That chapter is right up front because it really separates the wheat from the chaff.
Here's a
sure
little
does.
Bit of the first chapter.
Whenever someone tells me I'm fat, I tell them I wasn't always. Apparently, at one point in my life, I was fit enough to outswim a legion of sperm. And now, like any past their prime athlete, I'm enjoying the good life. I hoisted my cup already, so at this point, f*** off and let me enjoy bacon and brownies. Maybe even together.
All right, now that is the calmest part of chapter one. And
now that there's an audiobook, you don't even need me here. You can just ask me stuff that's in the book, and I could give you long responses.
Then
you
just edit together words.
I went there, and it was a good thing to have that.
It
would be like, they're like, hey, Mr. Jaws, what do you think about this?
Dickie Goodman will come in.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Then Kevin Smith gets into his talking about his dad's private
sack.
Sack.
Scrote.
Nobody needs that. Nobody needs scrote talk.
It's important.
It
I thought it was important.
Important.
I thought it was important to honor my dad, my origin point, and that part of my dad that never got heralded.
But let me explain something to you.
Fire.
We all understand that's how it works. And it's true of all of us.
We're all adults in this room.
So
I'm reaching out to the kids. I'm talking to the 8-9-year-olds who still haven't figured out the mystery of the universe
yet. A little bit of Kevin Smith in chapter one.
Some might have considered Don Smith's mere mute witnesses and my father's war against his but not Grace Schultz. My mom saw the potential in my dad. She didn't see her unborn children in his eyes. She saw them outlined in the nooks and crannies of his.
So you got that going.
You make it sound way dirtier than it is. That sounds like that count clip on YouTube where he's like counting, but they bleep it, so it sounds like he says F.
No, we had to bleep every single word.
The B
that we
word gets bleeped. B A.
If it's in this context,
hockey sticks. S.
If I can,
really? B A. Double hockey sticks.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about great detail about the reproductive organs.
Right,
of
in great
animals.
Detail.
Well, that's why you got to go out and get Tough Smith, as we call it on the radio, because we can't use its real name.
So I got through the first chapter, and it was very uncomfortable. I was not happy listening to his stories about his dad's unit and his mom's mouth. So, if I could just say that,
it was an oral story.
But then. I got to chapter two, and from then on, fascinating as hell.
It's a ride, isn't
it? You want to know what it's like for him to have made Clerks, and at the time, you know, the Weinstein Company, and the whole thing with Bruce Willis is in there, all these details about working with Bruce Willis. It's fascinating.
Thank you, sir.
Just skip chapter one.
That's what Kevin told me.
Chapter one, chapter one is what it's all about. Like, that's the story of my work, man. If I could always give it a chapter one, it'd be much easier to reach the mainstream, but I like chapter one. I like that there's a thing you got to get through before the magic happens. I grew up a fat kid, so
right.
I know it's like, you know, if you get past the cover, there's nougaty goodness inside right. that everyone can eat and enjoy.
Much like your father had nougaty goodness
yes,
inside.
We're in that place.
Can I give my opinion on
go
that?
Go ahead, sir. Yes.
I disagree.
What is it? What do you? Come on, man.
Although I know it's funny, but I think Kevin has a point, which I found kind of refreshing in the book, which is that think of what a miracle it is that you just got here to begin with. That's the
important.
Achievement.
You could say
you
it
made
that
it,
way.
And you're here on the planet. Congratulations, you've already won. The rest, take the pressure off yourself.
I'm sure others have said it far more eloquently.
How many words
than
did Ralph just use? Did we have to beep?
Beautifully. I can't wait to read Ralph's book.
That's right.
Where he breaks it down without the cuss words.
But honestly,
Ralph's like Bill Cosby. He could just work without the cuss words. I can't. I'm like Red Fox.
My father also had sperm.
See?
Hysterical.
But without cussing.
But Bean, you remember when Kevin Smith told us he was done making movies?
Yes.
And that blew our minds. We couldn't.
We were devastated by that. Like, how do you walk away from that talent? Right.
It's all in the book.
Yeah.
It's all in the
I'm just, impressed that as much as Kevin complains, he doth protest too much, because this is the first time, Ralph, please back me up if I'm wrong.
That's true.
The first book I can ever remember Kevin reading and being excited about.
Yes.
And finishing.
That's true.
I haven't finished yet, but I'm halfway through, which for me is
finished, man. I mean, you know, I think it works because it's a nice narrative that hands off to this and this, and we reach back. But it's kind of about mostly the last 5 years. But in order to tell that, you got to, you know, do some preamble, and you got to assume that some people don't know what you've done. So
I read
some
the chapter on Cop Out twice.
Did you like it?
I did, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Because
you didn't understand it the first time?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Here's what I was always worried about. You don't want to come across like, you know, whiny crybaby. Did I hit hard?
Yeah.
Or did I?
But hard, but it you needed to hit hard.
Okay, then let me tell you this.
You softened it?
I mean, when I say soften, I mean, you know how they say, like, there's some beers that are like 0.000% urine or something like that?
Right.
The book is the 0.00.
Really?
I couldn't legally tell the rest of the story. There's a draft somewhere in the world that goes.
Can you give?
It's going to be here tomorrow, I think.
I don't think it could be anywhere without me getting sued.
Can you give a much shortened version of working with Bruce Willis? Because now you put it in the book, it's out there. The scene where you were talking about him getting out of the car.
It was a little tough.
Blew me away.
It came down to everyone I've ever worked with. I was thinking about it yesterday. I go walking with the dog. And, you know, a lot of people are asking about it. And I was thinking, it comes down to this. Everyone I've ever worked with really wanted to be there. And I certainly don't mean this to besmirch him and his career and what level of commitment he puts into performance. This is just opinion, my opinion.
Right.
And I don't know how else to say it, but, like, nobody's ever cashed a check on my watch. And that hurts so much. Everyone I've always worked with, and granted, some people out there going, hurt, buddy, my wife's got cancer. Granted, it's relative hurt.
Well, of course.
Right. But for an artist, for somebody who prides himself on, like, let's get together and do something cool, something nobody's ever done before. And I've had people come in and drop salary. John Goodman came in for peanuts on Red State. Everyone I've ever worked with wanted to be there.
Right.
Nobody ever cashed a check on my watch, and one got through. And worse than that, it was the one that I wanted to work with. The one that I took an 84% pay cut to work with, because I was like, oh, man, this is the dude who made fame, success, artistry seem fun. Like, when I was a kid, you'd watch Moonlighting, you'd watch him in those commercials. You're like, man, this dude just loves it. He loves this job. He loves his life.
Right.
And then you work with him, and wow.
Tell the story.
That was then. In the book, he talks about.
Tell the story about him getting out of the car and running across the street because Tracy Morgan got shot.
This was weird. There's a scene in the movie. And again, I'm not sitting here going, I blame Bruce for the movie. If you don't like the movie, you don't like the movie, whatever. But it just wasn't as easy as it could have or should have been.
It's an example of what the hell.
We're shooting a sequence. Get out. It's very simple. Tracy's in the telephone suit. He gets, somebody starts shooting. I don't want to spoil the movie. It did come out a little while ago.
Right.
If you haven't seen it. So Tracy goes down. Bruce is like, you know, in a car, his character rather, is in a car playing kind of, you know, binocular guy. They're just doing a stakeout. When the gunshots go off, you know, in your mind, the partner, because we've seen them talking, they enjoy one another, rockets out of that car. He's sitting in a car. It was his choice to sit in a car.
Right.
So you imagine you're going to see, like, all right, man, this dude's going to rocket out of the car, and he's going to hold his gun to his side like we've seen in every movie he's in, and run over there and do the right thing, blah, blah, blah. Active. People are running, you know, glass shattering. It's supposed to be an action movie. So... action. Opens the car door as if, like, hey, man, I think I see a dollar on the street. And then closes it and then waltzes across the street while taking out his gun. You know, just like, whatever. If that's your choice, if that's your first take, I'm not, yeah, we all need to ramp up. I don't come to my job and go right to work. Smoke a joint if I want to.
So that was a warm up.
You got to imagine. Right. But I talked to him, you know, between takes. I was like, that was cool, boss, but let's, can we do it again? You know, essentially, long with as much admiration and respect as I could. Once more with feeling, please.
Yeah.
You're going to need to
hurry.
So
we go back behind the monitor and stuff, and he's leaning on the car. And so we're waiting for him to get into the car so we can do it again. And he's just leaning there, and then everyone on set is waiting because somebody's supposed to do something. But I'm like, I don't want to go over and tell him, like, get back in the car, because I assume he knows. Maybe he's just hanging out, stretching, whatever. Right. Still standing there. So Pitt was the AD. I was like, Michael, go
get your
do something. Yeah, yeah, you are the AD. Go A, because I'm terrible at the D. I need big A right here. So he went over, and he comes back. He goes, I think you need to talk to him. And I went over, and I was like, hey, man, ready to go again? And he was like, yeah, let's go. Been waiting. And I was like, yeah, but we need you to get back in the car so we can do the whole thing again. You know, car door opens, you run out, run, being the key word, across the street this time.
Your partner's been shot, you're concerned.
Yeah, yeah, you're, yeah, you know. And he goes, you want me to get out of the car as well? And I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, so I got to get back in the car.
He said, like, already did that.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, I already did that part.
Oh, dude.
It was, and to me, I was like, all right, maybe punked is happening, because I know there was an Ashton Kutcher connection at one point.
Right.
But it was, if it was punked, they never aired the episode. Nobody ever told me. There was never a surprise.
Rough.
And again, like, whatever. It just, I know a lot of people, like, you're running them down and whatnot. I just kept quiet about it the whole time. Naturally, it's in the book, so people keep asking about
it. Hey, that's a funny Hollywood story, man.
It is, but it's a sad one.
And he's still a great actor, too. It's no skin off his teeth. Come on.
He did. Right after after Cop Out, he did Red, and that did a bunch. He's in G.I. Joe. Here's a free plug. He's a G.I. Joe. He is G.I. Joe this summer. Go see him, because I saw him in the trailer. It looks like he's having a blast in that movie. Boy, is he having a good time.
He's running. I say he's running a lot in that movie.
He's jumping out of things.
Yeah.
This is amazing. There's concern on his face.
Just you, Kevin? Is that the problem?
I don't know how much I can say without saying, but there's a fraternity.
No, Lisa. No.
There's a club of those of us who've kind of come back from the war, so to speak.
Okay.
And yeah,
and there's a through line
I'm not
through
alone.
Those experiences.
You know, I'm not alone, but I'm alone in the one going out there going, hey, that happened.
Because
I can't, I'm candid about everything. I talk about everything
most
in my life.
Most other directors don't.
Yeah,
no,
because most
you don't
other
hear
directors.
Those stories.
You know,
they
like,
have bridges and they don't like to burn them.
They want
to
keep making movies.
Yeah.
As opposed to the guy who doesn't want to make them anymore.
But even if I wasn't good, even if I was like, man, I'm going to continue making movies, some bridges are worth burning because you never want to cross them again. You don't even want that opportunity down the road for somebody to be like, hey, you want it? No,
that's
burn it and let it go.
That's saying something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And anytime you see me talking about this one or that one, it's one of those moments. And again, if you see me talking about it or hear me talking about it or read me talking about it, just know that I can't even go full length without, you know, repercussions.
It blew me the way I read it. It blew me away.
Really?
Yeah. So thinking that it's much worse than that.
I asked my friend Malcolm, who was there for it all, and I was like, hey, man, you read the chapter? He goes, yeah. I was like, did you feel it was hard hitting? He goes, no, I thought you were honest, but I thought you were honest to a point. You left out a lot of the truth.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, yeah, but I
so
can't.
If you were writing 127 hours, it just would have been a scratch on the arm, right?
Pretty much. It would have been when he stumbles on his way to the giant crack. When he just trips over a rock and he's like, man, I almost fell there.
The end.
Before he gets to the, I gotta chew my arm off. Like,
the book is called Tough-ish, Shall We Say, Life Advice from a Fat, Lazy Slob Who Did Good, and it is available everywhere in all sorts of formats from author Kevin Smith. We'll take a break, and Kevin and Ralph together again for the first time with the Showbiz Beat coming up next on the Kevin. Yeah, sitting with Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. By the way, Kevin, on your new book, when you've got the you know, the celebrity quotes, the pull quotes on the book, get people to buy it. Mark Maron, Kevin Smith is Force of Nature. Neil Gaiman, I suspect Kevin Smith is what gods and demons aspire to be. I think my favorite is from Tim Burton. I certainly would never read anything written by Kevin Smith.
That's a true quote.
That's fantastic.
It's not about that book in particular.
Not about that book at all. It comes from like something he said 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah, there's something in Planet of the Apes that looked like something in one of my comics. And there was a piece.
And by look like something, you mean it was an identical,
very identical
segment, too.
There was a piece, I think it was like in the post, or on page 6 in the post, where I was just like, man, when I saw that, I was thinking about suing or something, like, obviously joking.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reached out to his publicist. His publicist first said, he's got no comment. And then they called back 20 minutes later and go, here's his statement.
Yeah.
And the statement was like, anyone who knows me knows that I don't read comic books, and I would especially never read anything written by Kevin Smith.
Wow.
And I said on Evening with Kevin Smith, like the first DVD we did, I was like, one day I want to put that on the back of a book.
Yeah.
And ta-da.
There it is.
Stick to your dreams, kids. Sooner or later, you'll find a use for that Tim Burton quote.
It's crazy. Publish all the hate that comes your way.
Exactly. Turn it into love.
It seems like Hollywood is really just high school.
Oh.
High school with money. That's
the
what they call it.
The clicks and the backbiting.
Very
and the,
much so.
Wow. Crazy.
That's why it's get out of high school. I'm trying to graduate.
All right.
I'm going to go to college.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
No, I'm not. I want to go to junior high school.
Yeah.
Go back. Elementary school.
Yeah, where the living is easy.
Preschool.
Hey, Ralph's in the book, too. You guys are in the book, too.
What?
Yeah. I mentioned Kevin and Bean show. Oh. Talk about Ralph as well.
Kevin says some very kind things
Ralph, yeah.
about me in the book, so...
As you can
that.
Tell, Ralph's very excited by that.
No, it's embarrassing. It's a little
that's
embarrassing.
That's Ralph excited.
But it's very,
is it?
It's very flattering.
Ralph's about to enroll a tear.
And I was touched.
Of Jack
he exaggerated
tear.
That part.
Yeah.
Let's talk about showbiz news. Apparently, absence does make the heart grow fonder. Mad Men came back after, I don't know, a year and a half of being off the air.
Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
That's so awesome.
I sat back and watched, like, the Super Bowl. I had food all around, a cocktail. It was like, finally.
Mad Men.
Exactly.
I loved her. I loved Megan from last season. So I loved when suddenly he was like, let's get married. And then I really loved the party scene and her performing.
That was great.
He was an idiot, man. I was just like,
he's going to wreck it.
He's going to wreck it. What kind of man? He just sits there all stiff and whatnot. And later on, he's like, some of us don't need that. Like, oh, you're going to lose her. She's young. What is she, like in her
20s or something? I think like 25, maybe.
And he's a 40-year-old stiff.
But
he don't deserve
this theory
her.
That she's nuts. But you know what? He's making her more nuts. That's the thing.
No, he's opening the door.
What's coming? She's nuts?
He's opening the door that's going to allow her to vent all of the bat-ass crazy that's inside
but
of her.
But I think his like behavior her. Encourages
Dude, did you
really?
See the behavior when she's cleaning up?
Yeah, but he's going back other seasons. Remember, he'd have the hooker come over and she'd slap him? Like, he likes it weird and rough and strange. So I think she's very dialed into that. But that I don't think she... Please don't say she's going to go crazy.
I'm telling you,
I like her so much.
I do, too, but I think they're going to teach you the lesson of marrying somebody that you don't know what's in the closet, and I think stuff's coming out.
Either that, too, or the lesson is, like, if you marry Don Draper, you become a ruined woman.
I think that's the other lesson.
That's it.
Don't marry him.
Everything he touches turns to
S. That actress is so adorable.
She's
very
sexy.
Oh, she's... What else has she been in?
Well, she was topless in Hot Tub Time Machine.
I got to go, folks.
She's on Craig Robinson. Over Craig Robinson in that
really?
Movie. Yeah.
Oh, she's amazing in Mad Men, man. But there's that one moment in this episode where her friend is like, Megan's a really good actress. And then, like, they don't touch it again.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now you just made me think that that's what's going to...
It's coming!
I saw him. I saw Matt Weiner when I was on the CBS Morning Show pitching the book. He was out there promoting Mad Men. And I was watching him and whatnot, and he was talking. His kid is in the show. He plays that little boy, Glenn, the neighbor who hangs out.
That's his kid.
That's his kid.
The creepiest kid in the world.
The creepiest kid in the world. On the show. Hopefully not in real life. So I see him as he comes out, and he once said something very nice about me in an interview. Where he said, like, he didn't say, without Kevin Smith, I wouldn't have done Mad Men. But he goes, like, Kevin Smith doing Clerks kind of made me think I
no
could.
No kidding.
Something really flattering.
That's
so
awesome.
When I stuck around to meet him, say hi and whatnot, and I told him, I was like, dude, I was watching the whole interview. Your son... Like, his performance on the show, he steals everything from you. Like, he has your mannerisms. It's adorable. He goes, he owes me money. What a good guy, though. Oh, I love that show so much.
I saw those guys, the Paley Center does their TV
casting. Yeah.
I went to Mad Men, the evening with Mad Men, just a couple weeks ago. He's kind of a genius.
That dude is a genius.
Yeah, and the whole cast was there. It was a terrific night.
Here's a testimony of that man's genius. We all know what John Hamm looks like.
Yeah.
We all know, well, I don't know if anyone looks like, but most people must know what Matt Weiner looks like at this point. But, you know, he's got the Gallagher hula hair thing on his head.
Looks like a writer.
Looks like a writer. way sexier than Ham, because you're like, there's the brains. There's the brawn. There's the brains right there.
Yeah. Given Don those Draper's two, inside him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa, whoa.
I got, hey, yeah,
now,
hey. This just took me right somewhere. Yeah, I'm a little turgid. Well done, sir. Good morning, everybody. I want to go back to bed and think about that.
The point of the story being...
What story?
This is the risk you run when you work with Kevin Smith.
Did we start a story?
We did, yeah. I talked
about
how...
That's why the Saturday Night thing takes 3 hours.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Right, yes.
3.5 million viewers tuned in for the premiere of Mad Men in its fifth season.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's 20% over last season's premiere and actually an all-time high for this show. Wow. More people than ever have seen that show, so...
There you go, hiatus when you take, what is it, 17 months?
17 months,
it was?
Yeah.
And we come back with thunder.
Yeah, but it seems like a lot of times you risk... losing the audience.
Except in the case of quality.
Yeah, I agree. But
people were jonesing for the show like nothing I heard.
Remember in the case of Lost, they used to wait for long stretches.
Yep.
Sopranos, they would wait as well. Like,
they'll wait if
you've got them by the bees, the hearts and minds will follow, as they used to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good for them, man. And that's my home network, so yay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the more money they make, the more chance they're like, let's do Comic Book Men Season 2. So yay, Mad Men.
If you'd like to hear Kevin and myself do more than one story in the show business, you can come out on Saturday night. Kevin's returning to the hallowed halls of the John Lovitz Podcast Theater.
Can we tip what we're going to do?
Hollywood Babylon this weekend.
This week you get to see video.
We're going to expose ourselves.
We're going to expose ourselves. Young video of, and you'll only see it in the building. We're not going to put it up online because I figure we could take that everywhere we go.
Oh, good.
We have video. Ralph was in Greece at one point playing Danny Zuko.
Right.
And I was in high school playing Kanicki in Greece. And we have two clips. So we're going to bring them up and have a grease off. Get greasy up at the Lovitz as we go. It's going to be a good show.
We're going to do it this week. We're going to show ourselves starring in Greece. We found that we had that in common.
Who looks worse?
I got, oh, come on. I'm a fat Kanicki.
Like, you're literally cute, though. You're cute as Kanicki.
No, I look like, let me see. How does one put it? The Blob from the Marvel comic books character, putting on a leather jacket and a little, what is that thing in their hair?
Does little Ralph have a leather jacket?
Ralph lives in a leather jacket.
Yeah, I know. Where do you think I learned how to wear a leather jacket?
The same one he was wearing in Greece.
We showed some pictures of one of the shows, him as Kanicki and me as Danny. People reacted to it very strongly, so we're bringing in actual clips from the production.
That's funny.
Oh, and you know what I'm doing today? Going to the... That's right. There's a book signing today.
Oh, we should talk about that.
Yeah, that's important.
7 o'clock, Barnes & Noble at the Grove. I was going to make sure to hit that. Yeah, you got to meet Kevin Smith and get the book signed tonight. 7 p.m., Barnes & Noble at the Grove. It's a wristbanded event, though, Kevin. What does that mean? You buy the book today and then you get a wristband for it? Is that what it is?
I think it means we're married. Married after the event.
That's usually what it means.
Yeah. I'm going to like do the reverse kind of Sun Young Moon thing where he married everybody.
Okay.
I'm going to marry everybody.
Good.
I think
that just keeps people from getting in line who wanted to get DVDs signed or whatever. You have to buy the book, you get a wristband, and that way you actually get the book signed in line. That's how it works.
We're going to chit-chat there, and then I've been Q&A-ing, and then there's the book thing afterwards. Some people choose to just Q&A straight and pick up a book afterwards and whatnot. But
that's
today.
Barnes and Noble
at the Grove.
At the Grove at 7, 10 o'clock Saturday night, Kevin and I at the Lovitz at City Walk. You can go to thelovitz.com or BabylonKevBabylonRalph.com to get tickets there. We're out of time, Kevin. You got to go, man.
I wonder why they call it Babylon.
Because we do.
I don't know.
I love coming and do this show. I appreciate you guys having me.
Not anytime.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
K-Rock's Countdown to Coachella is on just 17 days now. Two and a half weeks till Coachella weekend one. We're giving away tickets every afternoon at 5 o'clock. Just be caller 106.7 and win a pair of three-day passes. Details at krock.com. And while we're talking about events coming up, how about a week from Saturday, ladies and gentlemen? Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness 2012. Felipe Esparza is on the bill. Larry King, Tim Minchin, Eddie Iff, Jim Jeffries, Bob Saget, Jay Moore, Eddie Izzard, and in studio, our friend Brad Williams.
Yay!
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I'm so excited for this
show. Is just proof that the Kevin and Bean show does not discriminate with people of different sizes.
That's true.
Because you just had Kevin Smith.
You should have seen Kevin. You should have seen Kevin Smith walk into the office, followed by Brad Williams.
Did we get a picture of them together?
No.
That would be awesome.
Unfortunately, we didn't. Brad, how tall are you?
I'm 4 foot four.
4'4".
Yeah, a massive 4 foot four.
And
stocky.
You're okay with the word midget?
Yeah, because that's what we're doing today, right?
Well, we're doing Ask a Midget, but every time we use that word, we get a full slate of hate from people.
Dude, I was
the
just
little people of America who
hate that word. They want you to be called little people.
Yeah, I was just in Knoxville, Tennessee. And a grip, and when I say a grip, I mean like about like eight dwarves came out to my show, but they were happy with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were cool with it. They were, like, all supportive. And
so the little people of America don't speak for all little people.
No. What? Yeah, they're kind of like the Al Sharpton of little people.
They sure make a lot of noise for little people.
They do.
They picketed your shows, haven't they?
They have, yes. They picketed my show in Detroit.
Signs were so small, no one could read it.
Yeah, I think I told that story to Ralph, and he's like, what were they using, 3x5 cards?
And everyone who showed up to picket came in the same car, too.
Yeah. Little Benny Hill music playing. So they came in and picketed my show because I say the word midget, and they said that that's the equivalent of calling a black person the N-word.
Okay, here's my question, though.
Can you explain how?
I wish I knew, but, like... But- Yeah, I think it's just that they think it's a derogatory term, but when you look up the history of the word midget, it's not a derogatory term. It doesn't mean anything. Like, other racial terms have
the
some
N-word used
bad.
To has a lot of history.
Yeah, that's like, what's your name, boy?
Right, exactly.
Like, that's some bad stuff. Like,
right.
Midgets were never whipped with, like, tiny rubber bands, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, not that you know of. Lisa, what's your question?
My question is it like the N-word in that we cannot use it because we are not little people, but little people can choose to use it about themselves and amongst themselves?
I guess.
I mean, would that be the appropriate way to address it?
Sure. I mean, I know that
a
lot
of
dwarfs.
Today, yes. Because Brad Williams is here, and
yeah.
and he gives
right.
us the okay.
Right. Right. And so you can ask anything. Like, really, because, like, right. And here's the thing why I'm so excited why we're doing this bit, is because when I'm out and about in public, people come up and they ask the stupidest questions
right.
ever, but I get to answer them in a funny way. Like, I've literally had people come up and be like, so you just, like, didn't eat the right food, right?
Like, they thought that was the reason?
Yeah, like, they thought, like, they thought, like, I avoided broccoli, and that's why I'm 4'4". It's
oh,
like,
my gosh.
Yes, my mom fed me a steady diet of chocolate and Skittles.
That's bizarre.
And
then- All right, do you have any questions for Brad Williams?
Yeah.
A midget. That's what we're 1-800-520-1067. We're going to open up the phones. Yes, Bean?
Is the number one question, Brad, I don't want to steal the thunder of anyone who might be calling, but do they generally ask if your junk is normal size? Is that number one?
That usually is. Uh-huh. And then we joke around, we have some fun, and then I show them.
Of course you do. All right, we're taking your calls.
Then I get arrested.
You've always wanted to know what it's like being a little person, how they drive, how they have sex, how they date,
yeah.
what are the advantages. Maybe whatever your question is for Brad, and of course he speaks for all little people, so this is going to be enlightening for all of us. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next, right after this on the Kevin and Bean.
Time for when a problem comes along, ask a midget. They're really small, not too long. Ask a midget,
midget.
When something's going wrong, ask a midget.
Ow, 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 yeah.
Here we go. Ask a midget. But if you want to keep it PC, midget good. You can call this bit instead.
Midget good.
Omar should have taken more time off for the kid.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. Our friend Brad Williams
Omar
is in
has
studio
a
right
baby.
Now.
Baby.
He just had a baby.
That goes so scary.
You're telling me.
And by the way, 2 days ago, the baby's now bigger than you are, Brad.
I know. Right? Well, see, that's what I was thinking. And I was thinking about coming in here last night and about Omar, who had just had the kid, like, and how anyone could have a kid. Because Omar's proof, anyone could have a kid.
Right, and that's scary.
That's very scary. So we should give people drunk midgets for, like, a week and a half.
Just to see if they can handle it?
Yeah. And then if the midget lives, okay. Then you could have a kid.
I'm not sure the midgets are going to be willing to say, yeah, if we die, then they shouldn't have a kid, though.
I'd be willing to do it. Free booze.
Seems pretty.
All right, we're going to take calls right now from the Kevin and Bean listeners. If you have a question for a little person, you've always wanted to know, now you can. 1-800-520-1067. Brad is taking any and all questions. Please do not worry about offending Brad. It is not possible. Let's start with Mark. He is on line one to get us going here on Ask a Midget. Hi, Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Turn down your radio, Mark.
Mark.
Hello?
Hi there.
Turn down your radio. What's your question?
My question is,
turn up your radio. It makes you sound smarter.
Seriously, Mark, this is not a difficult concept. Talk to us.
Can I hang up on Mark and say, are there women who have midget fetishes? Was going to be his question had he been able to communicate like a human being.
Right. Yes. Yes, there are.
Yes.
And,
is it a big group?
I enjoy them. back, did it? But see, I think that they should have a website. They have like dating websites for like Christian Mingle and like they have a Jew website, mm-hmm. J-Date. Right. And like, where's the midget fetish website?
Maybe you should start it.
Now, they have a little person dating site.
They do.
It's called datealittle.com.
Oh, man.
Date-a-little?
I can't make that up.
Wow. So people come up to you after your shows
and
say, it's been my dream.
Yeah, and they're like, this has to happen. And
you say...
And I say, then this is going to happen.
He's a giver.
He's a giver.
The only thing is, if you have a fetish, that's fine. I'm not judging. Just warn me. You know, just tell me first so we're not in the middle of something going on. And then the fetish kicks in. And then you look at me like, ooh, do I get to paint you blue now? Whoa.
Yeah. That's a little shocking.
Like, yeah, it's a little like, I'm not going to be Papa Smurf tonight.
So you're good with it, but heads up.
Yeah. Okay. Just a little heads up.
All right.
Here's a question from the Kevin Twitter account. Someone wants to know, do you hate it as a little person when you're walking down the street and people approach you and want to high-five you just because you're small?
Not at all. Me personally, I don't hate that because, yeah, people walk by.
How many times do people walk by and keep their hand high enough, though, that you can't reach it?
Now, that's dick move.
That is dick move.
Ask a midget. That's no bueno.
Let's talk to Matt.
Why don't you just dangle a cookie too high, too, while
Let's
you're
Let's talk
at
to
it.
Matt, Punk. Line two here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Matt, thank you for holding on. What's your question for Brad Williams?
Hi, I was wondering, when you're in an amusement park, if there's a ride with a height requirement, do they let you on?
Yeah.
An amusement park?
Yeah, well...
You must be this height of ride.
Yeah, well, that's a common misconception. And here's the thing. With my type of dwarfism, there are over 100 different types, because it's a genetic disorder, it is a mutation, so, yeah.
Over 100 different types?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, you got guys like me, who are 4'4", and you got guys like Mini-Me, Vern Troyer...
2'2", or whatever.
2'2", who looks like he's something out of Hogwarts.
Right.
So, you know, it happens. But my type of dwarfism, I have an average size torso. So when I sit down in a roller coaster, I'm taking up just as much space as everybody else.
Right.
Now, trying to convince the 18-year-old high school dropout who works the roller coaster ride that this is the case, that's a little difficult.
Because they clearly do it for kids who aren't in control.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
They do it for that and tiny appendages that can slip out, so stuff like that. But
Brad, do you have brothers or sisters?
I have one sister. And
Normal size?
Yeah, she's tall. My parents are tall. Whole family. We did like a research. We had to because when I was born, my dad literally thought that my mom had cheated on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Whose baby is this?
He's like, what? He's like, I don't recall taking you to a carnival.
Whose baby is this?
Yeah. So we had to do like a DNA test and all that jazz. But then once he found out that I was his kid, then he was all about it.
And it was cool.
Yeah.
How tough was it? If we can get on for a serious moment, how tough was it going to, you know, like junior high school and high school as a little person?
Well, like, but my personality, my dad taught me. He's like, listen, you're different. He's like, people are going to look at you. They're going to talk to you. You could take this two ways. Either one, cry about it and then be depressed and, you know, that's going to
be
a terrible
life.
And I
can see that.
Exactly. That could happen. Or you can have fun with it. So he kind of taught me to make jokes about it. So whenever I would come into school, I would always come in, like, make jokes about it. I would, like, bring stepladders in and, like, throw them everywhere. Like, all right, I'm moving into this place, you know, stuff like that.
That takes the wind out of everybody's sails that wants to make fun of you.
Right.
Yeah.
So you owned it, basically.
Oh, yeah. That, and no one wants to be the guy, like, because... Here's what would happen sometimes is like a new kid would come into the class.
Right.
And then he would make fun of me because he would think that would be a cool thing. And then all the kids would look at him like, dude, what's up, man? That's our buddy.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I would fight him.
All right. All right. Here's what we're doing.
Ask a midget.
And we do that because Brad Williams doesn't mind the word midget,
yeah,
by the
way.
If you want to use little person, that's fine. Give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take a break and come right back.
How about 1 o'clock today in the building? We're talking about the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. Fun, period, is going to be performing. You can check out the webcast for free at krock.com.
Midgets Welcome and fun, same day.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, how about that, right?
It's a 1-2 punch.
Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. Our friend Brad Williams is in studio. He is on the bill for April Foolishness in a couple of weekends. We're so excited about that. You can follow him on Twitter, @FunnyBrad, website bradwilliamscomedy.com. We're playing Ask a Midget.
Ask a Midget! I so want that.
You want that?
I totally Ringtone? Want that. Bring me that a copy.
Do you want the whole thing? Because this is pretty good, too.
When a problem comes along, ask a midget.
Yeah.
You're really small, not too long. Ask a midget.
Midget.
When something's going wrong, ask a midget. Ow, 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 yeah. Here we go. Ask a midget. But if you want to keep
keep it PC. Midget good. You can call this bit instead of Ask a Midget. Call it Ask a Little Person. Midget good.
Midget good.
Midget good.
That's our stance on this program. Midget good.
Midget good.
Let's get to as many calls as we can here. Roxanne gets us going. She is on line one on the Kevin Amin Show. Ask a Little Person. You're on with Brad Williams. Go ahead, Roxanne.
Hi. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi. What's your question?
So my question is, if you know for a fact that there's a person that's scared of midgets, what would you do? Would you run to them or you just walk away?
I know, Brad. I can answer that. He would run to them.
Yes. I've had this happen to me a couple times at shows where friends know someone that has nanophobia. Which is what it's called? Yeah, which is the fear of small things. And they bring them to the show and like sit them in the front row and don't tell them who the comedian is that night. And then I walk on stage and they just start freaking out like, what? What's happening? And
I hope you walk right to the edge of the stage next to them.
I sit in their laps. Are you kidding me? I just hop down there and just watch them tremble like a chihuahua.
Good answer.
It's funny.
Is that very common that you encounter somebody who is actually afraid of you just because of your size, Brand?
Some people, I think it's like the clown fear or like a height fear where like a lot of people say they have it, but very rarely do you actually encounter it.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like it's like clinical. Like, no, I can't be near you.
Right, right.
And I mean, it always confuses me because it's like, it's not like it's contagious. I can't like scratch your knee and you go, hi, Melody. You know,
I've been around you a lot. I haven't shrunk.
Exactly.
From the Kevin Amin Facebook page, Baron writes in, Brad, enjoying the show, you have found a way to laugh about being different, but is there anything that really pisses you off that people do?
Oh, man.
Good question.
Is there anything that really pisses me off? You know what? Here's what makes me mad. Is when a kid
sees
me.
People call you wee man?
Well, that. Unless you're a hot chick. Then it's cool. Then it's like, yeah, I'll kick myself in the head. Why not?
A kid sees you.
Yeah, when a kid sees me and then, like, has a question, because kids, they're blank slates. They want to know. And then the adult will, like, just, like, freak out, grab their head, and, like, yank them around, like, do not look at him.
Get away from him.
Yeah, and then. And then, like, more than likely, I've heard situations where the adult will say something to the kid that's wrong because they just want
they
the
think
kid
it's rude.
Yeah, they just want the kid to shut up.
Right.
Wow.
So they do like
we
a quick fix,
that.
Like he's a demon. or something like that. Like, wait, what?
Demon.
Like it's the boogeyman. Wait, what? I'm the boogeyman shopping at Whole Foods? Are you kidding
that's
me?
Awesome.
That's terrible. So that's the only thing that really pisses me off. When your kid has a question, and this goes for anyone who's got a disability or difference or whatever, just have them walk up, say something, ask a question. We're not a depressed people. I don't wake up every day, look in the mirror, go, crap, still a midget. Like, doesn't happen. That's cool.
Let's talk to Wesley. Wesley's on line four, joining us here on the Kevin Amin Show. Wesley, thanks for calling.
Jeez.
You all right, Wesley?
Hey there.
What kind of alarm is going?
What's happening?
Do we need to call help?
I have to turn my alarm off. Hold on. Sorry.
No, this is good.
No, this is great radio. Screeching.
Why don't we put him on hold and come back? Let's come back to him. Let's try Ryan on line eight. Ryan, welcome to the Kevin Beach. You're on with Brad Williams.
Album.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan.
Ryan.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good. What's your question?
Hey, does your height make it difficult for you to drive?
No, in that I have, like, because I sit just as high as everyone else, I don't need, like, phone books or anything like that. In my arms, I can reach the wheel. Now, I do have to pop the airbag, in my car because.
Wait, is that a joke?
No, that's not. That's true. Like, I have to pop it.
It will kill you?
Like, that thing will send me flying.
Wow.
Like a catapult.
Can we videotape that?
Yeah, just give me a helmet. That's it. That's all I need. So, yeah, I had to pop the airbag in my car. But I have pedal extenders, which are just like long metal rods. Ding. And yeah. Exactly.
I've
that.
Seen it. He drives a Mini. Hard to believe.
I have to drive a Mini. People are like, do you do it for the joke? No, it's a great car.
And he's a terrible parker.
Shut up!
I swear to God, he takes like four spaces when he parks. I've never seen anybody park worse.
From the Kevin Amin Twitter account, at Kevin Amin, I can't call him because I'm driving. Ask Brad if there's something he wants to do but cannot because of his size.
Oh, man.
Play for the Lakers?
Exactly. Center.
Center for the Lakers.
Throw me the ball. You know what? I've pretty much been able to do just about everything, although there are some complications with bungee jumping.
Really?
Yeah. They say that, like, because I have a... With my head is huge, okay?
Yes.
My head is this. I don't have dreams. I have movies.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it's a big head.
You do have a
and,
big head.
And my neck is small. So anything that involves a lot of, like, kind of whiplash kind of stuff is bad. So I'm trying to work on bungee jumping. They say if I have, like, a body harness, I could do it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, just not like a leg harness. I guess that whips you around a little bit. Speaking of Wee Man, I saw him do it in the movie. He did that, like, that tandem bungee jump. So,
right.
Yeah. So that's really the only
that's
thing.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything else is just kind of like, yeah, just pull a chair over, get an extender, you know, do something like that.
You can make it work.
Yeah. I'm like Midget MacGyver.
All right, let's talk to Albie.
Ask a Midget!
And ask to see what his question is. Hi, Albie.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question?
Morning. Question is, Brett, do you prefer having sex with other midgets or full-size people?
Well, you know what? I'm a dude, so pretty much, whatever. How many little people have I had sex with? Oh, geez. Hopefully my mom isn't listening to this show.
Why, you've had sex with her? That's Kret's
no,
sick.
No,
you're a sick bastard. You are sick.
How dare you? I think like 12. And yeah, like it's good. Like, both are fine. There's certainly advantages with some that are, like definitely with little people, you can do certain positions that you can't do with tall people.
Right.
Like, doggy style standing up. Hello. That's awesome.
Think about that one and get back to you.
Yeah.
So really, yeah, send that up to the scientists on floor two and figure that out.
You'll take anyone, basically. You don't discriminate when it comes to height of your sex
partner. I'm not going to look at someone who's 6 foot tall and go, ew.
Are you a fan of
Alabama Hot Pocket?
Are you a fan of
that? We don't have time to get into all those positions. Let's go back to, was Wesley our guy with the alarm? Can we just go back to him and squeeze him in? And he'll have to be the last call, unfortunately.
Hey, Wesley.
Hey there.
Hey. What the what F is happening with you?
Just talk on the phone like a normal person, Wesley.
Stop eating your can of tuna.
Sorry, bad cook. I was wondering if you had seen Life's Too Short on HBO with Warwick Davis and Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
That's the show that's on right now. It features Warwick Davis, who is a little person.
Yes, who played Willow, and he was
Wicked
in
too,
the
right?
Jedi. Yeah, he was in all the Harry Potter movies. I love the show, and I think I love it for a different reason than a lot of people, because I see they do a lot of gags on that show that, like, I've experienced.
Right.
So, like, when Warwick opens the door of his car and he falls out of his SUV, like, that's why I drive a Mini Cooper right there. So that doesn't happen to me.
Not so long a fall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just stuff like that. And
how about when he was trying to press that button to announce himself in an apartment building, but the little speaker button was too high up, he had to get somebody to come push the button for him?
Yeah, I've had
You've been there, right?
I had that this morning. This morning, trying to get into your studios, Kevin Smith sees me running up and just goes, "Oh, this is gonna be fun!" And he closes the door. And
he does. He did the right thing.
Yeah. He closed the door. I'm waving at him like I guess, like, because I only met him once.
It was lower last week, and we had him raise it.
Yeah, you punk. So I'm calling, and like I had to jump and hit the button, and then I'm like jumping. So like all Chip is hearing on the other side is like, "Hey." It was
nuts.
Well,
listen, that was fun. We are out of time, unfortunately, but you can contact Brad if you want to. If you have any other questions, you can contact him on Twitter at FunnyBrad or BradWilliamsComedy.com.
He's funny on Twitter, by the way. He's one of the few
people.
He's
hilarious on Twitter.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Thank you. Do
You're doing five big shows in beautiful Dallas, Texas this weekend. Thursday through Saturday in Dallas. How about that?
Yeah,
and then, of course, we'll see you again in a couple of weekends at the April 7th Gibson Amphitheater April Foolishness 2012 show. Man, we can't wait. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
We need a ticket with you, a picture with you and Larry King. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it.
I must have an incorrect schedule here. It says we're doing something called Thanks for That Tweet Bean coming up next. That can't be. That's not a thing, is it?
Ralph's a thing.
Ralph's never been more excited.
You know, Paul, I'm a big fan of Bean Baxter.
First time for the Showbiz Beat. Now, here's Ralph.
We're not the one that tweeted, by the way, so maybe you should just look inward.
Why is this chair so high?
What the hell's going on here?
I had to stand up so I could see him, by the way. No joke. He's the best.
He's easy to lose.
I'm glad he's on Foolishness.
I always put a bell around his neck when I'm hanging around. Just kind of sneaking up on me or he gets lost or something.
I don't be responsible for losing
them. I've tased
them
twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just for no just good for reason?
Just for the fun of it, yeah.
I want to give you a heads up, boys and girls, if you want to be on television, be a Kardashian. That's my first suggestion, if
nope.
you want to be on television.
Then nope.
But your other options are reality television programs. Let's say you are a person with an enormous personality. Or if you're a young lady, you have two enormous personalities.
Yeah, okay.
You want to be on television? How about Big Brother? They're still doing Big Brother.
That's
unbelievable.
Big Brother 14 coming around the corner.
Oh, God. It's just super cheap to make. That's all that's about, right?
And a lot of people watch it. That is the other half.
Huh. Wow.
Cheap to make, popular. That's always a good combination in Hollywood. Big Brother 14 is happening. Would you like to be a Big Brother house guest? Would you like to live in the house with a group of strangers and have a camera recording your every move and sound 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Why not, Bean? This is America!
Would you like to compete for $500,000? That's what you win if you get to the end.
Sure.
That's pretty strong. They are having an open casting call. You can go to bigbrothercasting.tv for more information, or if you have a pen nearby and you have a good memory. Saturday, March the 31st. If I'm not mistaken, that would be this.
That's the Saturday.
This Saturday.
That's right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Happy Ending Bar and Restaurant on Sunset.
Will Glenda be there?
Glenda will not. She is not eligible. I'm sorry, Larry. The Happy Ending Bar and Restaurant at 7038 Sunset Boulevard, 7038 Sunset. They're looking for all different kinds of people. Moms, dads, grandparents, college graduates, singles, married.
Two-year-olds.
Midgets, giants, whatever you got. 21 and up. You have to be over 21 years old. All ethnicities, all types of God's creations are welcome. So please come down to the bar Saturday at 10 a.m., 10 to 1, if you'd like to be on Big Brother. I say we put Beer Mug in.
I agree.
I mean, whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying?
To get him out of the studio.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, I hear you.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
Nothing. It's Tuesday, that means new CDs, DVDs, and TV shows on DVD available for your entertainment dollar. Amaryllis by Shinedown.
Okay.
Amaryllis, new CD by them. The Mars Volta have a new CD out.
Can't wait.
Called Nocturnicate.
Love them so.
It's pretty clever.
Sure.
Vulnerable by The Used, also available today.
I think they're good, too.
They're a great band. On DVD, I wish Kevin Smith was still here. I'd like to have him try to explain to me why his friend Jason Lee continues to make Chipmunks movies.
Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked. See, what happens is...
I can't imagine what happens.
On a ship and they go on an island and they get chipwrecked.
Sure.
Jason Lee, David Cross, and Justin Long. A Dangerous Method starring Michael Fassbender, Keira Knightley, and Viggo Mortensen. This is apparently the true story about... it was Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung, two competing mindsets of the pioneers of psychoanalysis. Friends,
that's right.
Friends and also competitors, both involved with the same woman, played by Keira Knightley.
I can see that.
Extremely loud and incredibly close with Tom Hanks, Sandra Bullock, and Thomas Horn, also available. And a documentary that I was lucky enough to see when it premiered in theaters. I actually hosted an evening with Roger Corman, the star of the documentary, called Corman's World. And, Kevin, you were talking about Kevin Smith's book about the world of independent filmmaking.
Yes.
and how interesting that can be. Roger Corman really is the granddaddy of independent filmmaking. Created an endless list of films in his career, over 100 different films he's been involved with, either as a director, producer, writer. Including Sharktopus, by the way.
Of course.
Over there on Sci-Fi. Excellent documentary, also available on DVD today if you want to check it out.
What kind of element that maybe the audience won't expect will happen in the movie? Can you give that away?
Jack Nicholson sits down for an interview in this documentary. He rarely gives interviews.
Does he really?
But he sits down and talks about his career with Roger Corman. Nicholson was one of the guys Corman gave his first big break to.
How about that?
Along with Martin Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola.
Wow.
I mean, the school of filmmaking that came out of Corman in the 60s and 70s created a remarkable pool of talent. So if you're interested in movies, Corman's World. Check it out.
Is there anything I could expect out of the ordinary? I'm sure there is, but maybe you can hint to something. I can't wait till Friday.
He just gave you.
You don't have to wait till Friday. It's available now. You can pick it up. And
Hug sounds confused.
I think I answered your question. While we're talking about new music, we got a little taste. We get a little taste of the Beeb.
Justin Bieber.
Which for Bean, he's always been hoping for that.
Bean's the only one.
How dare you?
Little taste of the Beeb.
Like, I didn't already download this on iTunes.
Oh, you're so unbelievable.
What is wrong with you? God, his new single is out right now. It's called Boyfriend.
His?
Yep. And it'll be on his new album, Believe.
Ugh.
Believe.
Ugh.
Believe.
Ugh.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was curious to hear this because I know you're going to play a clip. I was curious to hear this just because this is a transition period. You know, he's 18 now, and he's probably losing a lot of his younger fans to One Direction and The Wanted and these other, you know, teeny bopper bands.
Plus,
is he going to make the transition to an adult like an Usher or somebody like that?
Plus, it's also a transition because he's been on the female hormones, and now they have to wait to see if he can actually live as a woman before he gets the surgery. So he's transitioning in many different phases of his life.
That's true.
Here's a song dedicated to his boyfriend. This is him being hardcore. This is him being hip hop. He's changing directions. He's not pop anymore. He's hip hop. He's rap. He's cred. Street cred. He's gangsta. Okay. He's OG. He's cray.
I don't think he's any.
He's all of these things in this new single, Boyfriend. Oh, come on!
You wouldn't expect this from him.
I would expect it from you, though. That's exactly what I expect.
Here's his song.
I have a boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
That sounds like.
Tell me what you like, yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Light, yeah, fly across the globe. I don't ever want to fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. Bar. Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend until the upper
burst.
Make your dance to a spin on the twirl. Voice going crazy on the swift like a
whirlwind. I'm the best.
Wow. Wow.
Somewhere in that chorus of electronically altered voices is Justin Bieber, I'm told. And then when he starts busting a rhyme,
that's him.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He's got mad skills, yo.
I'm the best.
He's the best.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Bieber's beat there made from actual gunshots, by the way.
Is that right?
That's what I understand. Wow.
The hardest beat you'll ever
right
hear.
There, man.
Yep. Today's celebrity birthday is Q. As he's known to his friends, Quentin Tarantino celebrates his 49th birthday today. Mariah Carey celebrates his 46th. Her 42nd birthday today. Nathan Fillion, if you're not watching Castle, you're just a dope. You're just a dope. I love that show. He's 41 years old. Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost celebrates her 42nd birthday.
If you're not watching
birthday.
Lost, you're a dope.
No one can watch Lost anymore. It's off the air.
I thought they were just between seasons again.
No, I believe it's
when
all
does it
over.
Come back?
Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas is 37 years old. And
Fergie, you're a fugly bitch.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to go that far.
And Brenda Song, actress from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, and she was also in another Disney show called...
Dude, easy on the bell.
Called Pagoda of the Cherry Blossom.
I don't think that's right.
Wasn't she the Kung Fu Princess or something?
Yeah, she was the Warrior Princess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
She's Bean, the only guy without kids doesn't know. I mean, he's the only guy that knows.
24 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
It's called the Unity Tour. It's 311 with Slightly Stupid, and it's coming to the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. You want to keep on listening to score your tickets and passes to the exclusive backstage barbecue with the bands. Sounds like fun? Boy, that sounds like a summertime thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Details are at krock.com. Your chance to win coming up again this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show.
How about a new round of
Thanks for that.
Tweet?
Bean!
Ugh. I'm with you, whoever you are. I'm telling you.
I'm Ralph Garman.
Ralph.
Oh, hi, Ralph Garman.
And this is a batch.
Really?
What are you talking about?
He brought it strong.
We need a disclaimer. Listen at your own peril, people.
Here's what
happens. You're eating breakfast, your stomach may curdle, all kinds of things
could
happen.
Look, I don't broadcast my tweets on the radio. If people want to hear what I have to say, they can follow me on Twitter.
Right, but if they're bad enough, then we make Chip look at them, and then she collates them for us, and then we go ahead and highlight what bad tweets they are.
What's your complaint this time around?
Well, let's read a couple. Let's see what happens, right. Shall we?
Sound effect here.
Where's the harp?
Yeah,
we should be hearing something.
Omar's supposed to go.
There we go.
Good timing.
Sometimes it's just one decision that takes you from being an interesting person to being a person of interest.
You must have felt so damn clever when you came up with that.
Wordplay!
I nailed it.
I do love wordplay.
Come on.
Wait! There is one professional skier named Lindsey Vonn and a different one named Lindsey Van? Uncool.
Thank you for saying that. I agree with you,
sir.
That
tweet.
Bean!
What are the chances that
you tweet?
Bean!
Two little blonde girls.
That's that tweet.
Bean!
Born a month
that's
apart.
That
tweet.
Bean!
We both grew up to be.
That's that
tweet.
Bean!
Here's the thing.
I'm just saying it's crazy.
We don't need further explanation.
Right, but I'm not explaining. I'm asking, how am I supposed to, as a casual winter sports fan observer, how am I supposed to keep Lindsey Van and Lindsey Vonn straight when they're both professional skiers?
Okay, first of all, you don't watch professional skiing.
When the Olympics come up, then you
Second of all, what you do when you come across that piece of information is you go, that's interesting. And then you don't sit down at the keyboard.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Planned on doing any boogieing or oogieing at all tonight. Are you certain there are no exceptions to the rule?
Listen to him laugh. Bean doesn't laugh.
Come on, no. Ralph.
He hates jokes.
That's right,
tweet.
Bean.
The Taste of Honey song. Come on, there are no exceptions. Come on.
That's right,
tweet.
Bean.
I would say to you, sir, come on.
Yeah, that's our answer as well.
I'm sitting on the couch with my imaginary friend Regis Philbin right now, watching the Notre Dame game, like we do.
Why would you?
Because I love Regis.
That's right.
As,
tweet.
As you know, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. I was thinking how awesome it would be if I were watching the Notre Dame game, because he's an alumni of there, and he loves that school so much. I was thinking how much fun it would be to watch college, you know, college basketball with Regis.
What
but
the
alas,
F is going on in your life? What's going on in your life?
It's not possible, so I have to just imagine.
Who has those thoughts?
This vacation just went into overdrive as I poured a little lemonade into my glass of iced tea. Hashtag Arnold Palmer. Hashtag beast mode.
Come on.
That's that
tweet.
Bean.
He tweeted that he
Come
made
on.
Himself an Arnold Palmer.
Because you know how crazy I get when I'm on vacation. And I think it was like after 9 p.m. when I did it, too.
Beast
so it was just
mode.
Like
Come
everything
on.
Was off the rails that week.
That's that
tweet.
Bean!
And lastly.
I don't know much about this African guy in the news, but has anyone even looked for him on Coney Island?
Oh! His name was Coney. It was everywhere. He was...
Wow. Oh, man.
Listen to how hard Bean is laughing at
this.
Right.
Wow.
Most watched video on YouTube. Everyone knows, gets it.
His name is Cody, and
right.
There's a place called...
Oh, my God!
You can't possibly be laughing this hard.
Thanks for that tweet, Bean and Dean.
Thanks for that
tweet,
Bean.
This is not supposed to reinforce what you do.
Oh my
I need to
God.
Keep doing what I'm doing. I'm on the right path.
That's the opposite result.
I'm gonna go tweet right
do
now.
Wrong.
Guests still to come this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, include Alistair Overeem from UFC 146. He's going to be joining us.
I think his ass.
Tomorrow. We've got Tara, who is hot, by the way, from Professional Wing Girls, joining us in studio tomorrow. This is a service where you can have a hot chick come with you when you're out looking for ladies, because ladies always are impressed if you already have a hot chick with you.
Right. They see you with that chick, and they go, he must have something going on.
Or gay.
Right. Yeah, sure.
One or the other.
Well, I don't think that's the point. I don't think that's the point. That's not
the
message you're trying
you
to set out. Also, Adam Carolla later this week. Coco from Ice Loves Coco is going to be joining us. And Jillian Jacobs from Community is going to be on, too. Every week we have somebody else on from Community. And this time it's Jillian. We're so excited about that. All right. Here's a story we talked about yesterday. Now we want to hear when it has happened to you. And we're talking about butt dialing, ladies and gentlemen. That seems to be the term when your phone accidentally calls someone. You're not intending to dial anyone's number, but you hit a number. Usually it's something you've got saved in your phone, and you call them up, and it's not on purpose, and sometimes it gets you in a lot of trouble.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt. Tight pants. And then all of a sudden somebody's listening to your entire conversation.
Exactly. Doesn't necessarily mean that your phone has to be in your back pocket. It can be in your front pocket. It can be in your purse. If you're a lady, it can be you can be anywhere, but you accidentally dial. You roll over on it in bed, for instance. Maybe that's what happened.
My wife purse dialed me. I don't know how. Probably 25 times within 3 to 4 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I finally just turned off my phone. She had no idea. First, of course, you're listening. What's she saying about me?
What's
I wonder
going
if she's having sex with somebody else. What's happening? And then you can't hear anything, so then you get frustrated. You hang up, and it's just like, she doesn't have any idea. This could go on all day.
Well, here's why it's back in the news. Michael Gorno is his name. He is a man in Connecticut who was trying to steal metal from a local business. His phone accidentally dialed. It was in his pants. He was crawling under a chain link fence to get into the yard where he was going to steal 700 pounds of scrap metal. Well, when the 911 happens to be the number that's dialed on his phone, and by the way, as we asked yesterday, who puts 911 in a speed dial?
Yeah, because it's only two more button pushes.
Yeah,
it's speed dial you can press once.
Outside of calling the operator, it's the shortest phone number you can dial, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So his phone calls 911. Of course, he doesn't intentionally dial. He's, you know, crawling around in the dirt, so he doesn't know he's made this call. And, of course, on the other end, they go, uh-oh, this sounds like a distress call. Somebody's in danger. We better send the police out. So they use the GPS to find his cell phone. And sure enough, as he is loading up his truck with all this scrap metal, the police arrive and go, somebody called 911.
And he's like, what? I didn't. What are you talking about? Who?
Oh, that's the best. How much must he have hated himself when he found out it was him?
Sir, the phone was coming from your butt.
So he probably would have gotten away with it if it had not been from his phone. He's been charged with trespassing and larceny. He's out on a $5,000 bond and is scheduled to appear in court next week. So we're looking for butt dialing stories. Has it happened to you? 1-800-520-1067. You want to take Sam real quick before the break?
Yeah, let's start with Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hi.
Hi there. Ooh, Sam's a female. All right, tell us about your butt dialing.
I was 17 at my cousin's bachelorette party, and my cousins are pretty crazy, so they got me really drunk, and I accidentally butt dialed my uncle as I was puking all night.
Oh, that was fun for everyone.
I'll bet your uncle loved that.
He played it for my entire family.
Yes! I bet your uncle.
You had some splaining to do that night, didn't you?
Yeah, my mom knew my family was crazy, though, and that I was safe, so she just laughed.
17. That's so funny, though, because I imagine that he got the whole family around. All right, everybody, I got something to share with you. And then your face just went red. I love it.
Thank you for calling, Sam. Thank you for listening. 1-800-520-1067. That's our toll-free number. You can either dial us or have your butt do it. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean. Talking about when your phone has a mind of its own, it butt dials someone you don't intend to, like this caller, emailer, I should say, called in sick to work, went to a Dodger game. My phone called my boss, and he heard me drunk yelling, "Go Dodgers."
Oh, no.
It was not a good day when I returned. I had no idea that I had called him, so I ended up lying and saying that I had been really sick with the flu. Well, I now have a new job and a keypad lock on my phone. So that's what can happen with butt dialing.
Man.
We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Oh, did we lose Max? Is he gone?
He's gone.
Let's try Liz. Max, please call back. We want to talk to you on the air, dude. Let's talk to Liz now. She's on line 6 joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Liz. Thanks for hanging on. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What did your butt dial and what was someone listening to? Okay.
So my 17-year-old, I was 17. My husband now was 18. And we were having sex. And we actually called his mother. And his mother stayed on the phone for 30 minutes trying to figure out what was going on.
What?
Because he was supposed to be on his way to college. So she thought that he was just hanging out at my house. And we were freaking out. We were like, oh, my God, did we leave a message? Did she figure it out? We're in so much trouble. Turns out she spoke to her husband. She put him on the line, too. And they thought he was just at my house hanging out.
What the hell kind of sex are you having?
They had, and you know, the funny thing is that day we were having intense, and she did not realize it.
Wow.
So you are great. So lucky.
You are lucky. That's so funny because we were having sex. I mean.
that's among the worst things that can happen when your phone decides to dial somebody, I guess. Unless you're having sex with somebody else and your spouse is listening, I guess that would even be worse.
Speaking of calling parents, let's talk to Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good, thanks. Your butt dialed who?
I butt dialed my mother when I was scoring marijuana from a dealer.
You're getting weed, and your mom was listening.
Yeah, actually, it went to her voicemail. So,
I see.
When she listened to her message, she had a pleasant surprise, and she decided to play it for my wife.
So she played it for your wife, and it went,
does anybody have any drugs? I'm looking to score some drugs.
Oh, yeah, they got everything. They got me taking bong hits.
That's fantastic.
You're a dumbass.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Andrew writes in on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, my dad butt-dialed my stepmom while on a roller coaster. She answered, heard my dad screaming for his life and thought he was being brutally murdered or something. Scared the hell out of her, only afterwards that she realized it was a roller coaster.
Sweet.
That's hilarious timing. It's so funny how many times the butt-dialing happens at the exact wrong second. Like, it doesn't just butt-dial when you're walking down the street doing nothing. It only does it when you're doing something crazy.
Speaking of which, let's talk to Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Your butt dialed who and during what?
It wasn't me, actually. I was waiting for my husband to get home from a coworker's birthday party, and I got a phone call, and I heard a lot of rustling around, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he's in a car accident, and I kept saying his name, and then I heard another woman saying his name, and I was like, freaked out, and that was the beginning of the end of our marriage.
I would say that was the beginning, middle, and end of your marriage, probably. So you heard him having sex with another woman while he was supposed to be at a coworker's party.
Yeah, I heard her saying his name, although he denied it was sex, but it did not sound that way.
Did it sound like she was having more fun than you ever had with him? You're like, hey, if you can perform like that for her.
Yeah,
thank you very much for the call, Christine. We appreciate it. Let's take Robert. Robert is on line four, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Robert, what's going on?
Hang on. We got to wait for them to put Robert on hold.
What's happening?
They're not putting. There we go. All right. Hey, Robert.
Hey.
What happened?
Good morning. I install cable, and I have a cheap phone that they give us for work.
Right.
And I'm always, whether it's crawling underneath the house, if a lot of buttons get pressed, it dials 911.
Oh,
and
sweet.
So it happens about 10 times to me, and what they usually do is call you back, make sure you're all right, but I always don't answer my phone.
Ah, then they have to send somebody out by law, don't they?
So they have to, and so the customer freaks out when cops show up at their house, and we got an emergency call, and no one knows it's me because I'm in an attic. And so
Do you hide, not say anything? That'd be awesome. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's talk to a 911 operator. How about that?
I bet this happens all the time, right?
Mark.
Yes.
You're a 911 operator.
I was a 911 operator for a number of years in Ohio.
All right, what's the deal? 911 gets called even if a phone is locked, right? Like, that's the only number they can dial even if your phone is, like, closed down, right?
Not only if it's closed or locked, but also if it's disconnected, like if there's no service to the phone and it has a charge to it, you can still dial 911.
Really? Wow. You must have gotten a lot of these.
Yeah. We used to joke about if we had a nickel for each one we got, we'd probably be millionaires and be able to retire.
Sure.
Wow. Now, did anyone ever call you? Like, the story that we led off this conversation with was a guy in the middle of committing a crime. He was trying to steal metal from a factory. Did anything like that ever happen to you?
Had a guy actually, the buyer of a heroin deal, butt dialed while he was trying to get his fix.
Sweet.
And, he asked him and caught the guy with a number of already weighed out baggies of heroin and the guy that was buying the heroin, and it was a pretty successful day for them.
Does anybody have any drugs? I'm looking to score some drugs.
They called 911 during a heroin deal.
So in a situation like that, you probably don't say anything to the person. You just use your little GPS and alert the authorities and send the police over, right?
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny because when you're doing it, you know, a butt dial, the second it comes in, you still have to try to find them and do the whole GPS negotiating the hit and everything.
Right.
But you know as soon as you hear it, because it sounds kind of like somebody, like, rubbing a piece of paper against the speaker of the phone.
Yeah, because they're not talking into the phone.
Right. It's muffled and all
that. So as soon as you hear it, you know what it is. But when I heard the people talking in the background, I was like, oh, it's on.
Sweet. Love it. All right.
That's fantastic.
Oops, sorry.
Let's close with Sam. Oh, Sam has decided he didn't want to talk to us after all.
No, he didn't. That was a Kevin mistake.
Oh.
That was me hitting the wrong button.
So his wife heard a drive-by shooting when he butt-dialed her. How about that? That
would have
been an exciting story to hear.
Yeah, it would have if I hadn't hung up. He butt-dialed her just before the shooting, so she heard the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
She was listening, it was muffled, and then there were shots fired.
Oh, wow.
How crazy is that? I wish I wouldn't have hung up on him.
Yeah, that would have been great. That would
have been a good story.
You see the name of our winner for the 311 Slightly Stupid tickets at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater? You see his name? Cash Morgan.
Cash Morgan, P.I.
Cash Morgan.
But could he be a PI? He's from Redlands.
That's the theme song for his... Oh, yeah.
Really?
Think of all the crime in Redlands that needs to be solved.
The meth.
Yeah.
He would never stop working if he was a PI in Redlands.
Well, he won his tickets and passes to the Backstage Barbecue with the bands. You can, too. Details at KROQ.com. Rob is here now. Time for the showbiz beat. What's going on?
The Avengers isn't even out yet, and Marvel's already talking about their next film project. Of course, the Avengers is sort of an end of an era. Everything was building up to that. Iron Man and Captain America and Thor and Hulk all comes to a crashing crescendo in Avengers. So what are they going to do next? Well, Iron Man 3, of course. They're vamping up for the next installment of Iron Man 3. Shane Black will be the director.
And they just Cash Morgan?
Yes, no Cash Morgan, I don't believe. But they just announced returning to the franchise will be Scarlett Johansson, better known as the Black Widow.
Sweet.
So she will be appearing in Iron Man 3.
Good news. Hope she has a red carpet auction.
Because you'd like to go? Or just bid on it and not go?
To pay a lot of money in the
night. Ass. Speaking of which, San Diego Comic-Con, speaking of geekdom, released another set of tickets available because they sold out within minutes of putting their tickets on sale. So this morning they put another bunch on sale and they were sold out in 2 minutes.
Good.
So don't even try to go.
They should keep putting more up. So that
I don't think they have any more. I think they're all out.
It's usually pretty open. There's no one there.
No, you can barely get tickets.
Oh, right.
You can barely get tickets.
That's true.
Ralph, do you want to piggyback on Kevin Bean going to Comic-Con again this year? You're going to try to horn your way into our thing that we do each summer?
I hate the fact that you guys are now down there.
We did mock.
Nothing is worse than to have you taint my spectacular event with your taints.
How dare you?
I will be down there broadcasting, of course, this summer, and Kevin and Bean may show up if Kevin can.
Linus!
Down, Linus!
Down!
Quiet, tater tot, mumbly peg. All of you.
Who's mumbly peg?
Well, it's the other puppy. He's got a whole bunch of them.
All right.
Madman, huge numbers for its Season 5 premiere on Sunday night, over 3.5 million viewers, making it the most watched Mad Men episode ever. A lot of people talking after the fact about Jessica Paré and her little song and dance number she did at her husband Don Draper's birthday party. And then she was cleaning up after the party in what could best be described as a black bra and panties.
Right.
And a black heart, too. That's what she has inside of her.
You're so afraid of her.
Not coincidentally, Mad Men's costume designer Janie Bryan has just launched a mid-60s inspired lingerie collection for Maidenform. So if you want to look like Jessica Paré on your hands and knees picking up cigarette butts.
I wouldn't look like her.
You can do it if you go to Maidenform and pick up some sexy 60s inspired lingerie and shapewear, it's called.
Oh.
Shapewear, which is another word for girdle.
Ralph, so much has been said. So many people have been said. About people have been talking about that little performance of the French song that Jessica Paré did on Mad Men that I brought in a clip of it for folks who didn't get a chance to see the episode. Yeah, if you want to hear what the song
sounds
like.
Famous little French
ditty. I'm the best.
She's dancing to this or singing?
It's both. Just seems so out of time for Mad Men, doesn't it?
It's weird.
I'm out of time for you, that's for sure. And while we're talking about new music, the Biebs just dropped his new single yesterday. Dropped it like it was hot. It's called Boyfriend. And it's Biebs' foray into R&B, into the world of hip-hop, into the world of hardcore gangster rap, yo. He's no longer this frothy little pop star. Now he's on the street and he's slinging yayo.
He's not really rapping, though, as much as he's kind of just softly talking.
He raps, bitch.
Not really.
Oh, he's gonna drive by your ass with some caps and things. Yo,
like he does.
Like he
on
does.
On the mean streets of Canada.
Like he do.
You want to hear some new Biebs?
Nope.
Come on.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman. Anything you want. If I was your boyfriend.
All right, here comes the rap part.
Here he comes.
Break it down, Biebs.
Tell me what you like, yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Light, yeah, fly across the globe. I don't ever wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. Bar. Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend until the upper world, yes. Make you dance to a spin and a twirl. Boys going crazy on the hook like a whirlwind.
Burst.
It sounds
best.
Like every other song on Amp Radio. It'll probably be a hit, right?
That'll be a hit.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, but that's not good.
I'll be like Buzz Lightyear flying toward the galaxy, getting in a ship and then eating all the galaxy.
What's a baby?
What, beer mug running the microphone in that studio for that song? I could barely understand what he's making out.
I can hear my girlfriend sitting in the snow with her putting all the things.
I think they mixed it that way on purpose. So the people who like him go, he must be rapping pretty good.
Good. I can't hear him. The Emperor's got no clothes on. Today's celebrity birthday is Quentin Tarantino. Hey, how about another movie, Q? Get off your ass.
Takes him a long time, dude.
I want a new movie.
He's unbelievable. You said he's 49?
49 years old today.
The career that he has already had for the last, what, over 15 years now. It's astonishing how many great movies he's made.
He's wildly
one of the best.
Mariah Carey celebrates her 42nd birthday today.
Looks 52.
I wonder if she's done poisoning her husband yet. I know that's been accomplished. I know she's been working on it for some time now.
So ticked off that he's still alive. What do you think?
Nathan Fillion's 41 years old. I love me some Castle. Really, really, really hard. I love it hard.
That's frightening.
Sometimes me and my imaginary friend Regis Philbin sit down and watch Castle.
What a dope.
Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost is 42.
I want to thank you for all of the new followers you got me with. Thanks for that tweet. Beam,
what
by the way.
A
Sean
dope
and Steven and Adam and Big Baby, Angela, Colin.
Big Baby?
The list
little
goes
puppet,
on and on and on with people
following.
How'd you get Big Baby? We've all been trying.
People who were Big Baby.
What I'm saying is the point is every time you do thanks for that tweet, me, you do nothing but get me more followers. So I want to thank you for that.
Chino and Mamacita, they're all out there. Some girl tweeted me and said, all you and Kevin did this morning make me want to follow Bean. I just tweeted back, no.
Look, have at. You get what you get. Man,
feel free, people.
Enjoy.
Hey, by the way, here's some arsenic. Feel free to take this as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ah, this is going to be fun.
Yes,
I love this so much.
I do, too.
Every once in a while, you hear us mention Casey. She's like the little retarded sister of the Kevin DeBeat
show.
We don't bring
her
to the family functions. We don't really talk about her that much. We stick her in a closet. And she's the one who has the worst job of all of us because she has to listen to every minute of the Kevin DeBeat show with her finger on the button in case somebody says a bad word.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, like I said, we don't bring her out very often, but we brought her in studio today because she retweeted something. Who's this guy that originally said it? He's a hockey player, right?
Yeah, Paul Bissonnette, who plays for the Phoenix Coyotes.
Now I'm attracted to you because you know that.
See? I'm a Kings fan.
Yeah,
come on now.
I know.
No, Casey's fine, but I'm so confused by this tweet that you not only retweeted from Mr. Hockey Player, but you also basically you confirmed that you feel the same way.
You co-signed.
You co-signed on his complaint, which is this. There should be some type of punishment for couples that sit on the same side of the table in a restaurant.
Totally true.
What?
Now, why?
Now, why does that bother? Like, why would you think anything either way? I would walk past a table like that if they were sitting on the same side, sitting across from each other, and nothing would enter my mind. I wouldn't think anything about it.
I worked at a restaurant for a couple of years, and it was one of the most annoying things to see people sit on the same side
of
the
booth. But why? Because you could talk to both of them much easier than if they were on each side.
Well, yeah, as a server. But I mean, like, you look
at that's what you were!
Yeah, okay, but that's besides the point.
Okay.
So you see two people sitting next to each other. When you go to dinner, you're socializing, you're eating. Mm-hmm. When you're sitting next to somebody, you don't have as much socializing. You socialize from across.
But
you're looking at the person.
You're having a sort of private conversation.
Isn't that their
then
problem?
Then you don't do that in the middle of a restaurant. You go somewhere else.
Sometimes things come up.
Why does that?
Sometimes it's hard to hear somebody when they're sitting across from you in a loud restaurant.
But why does it bother you?
It's just one of those things that you just look at it, you're like, oh, really? You can't sit on the normal side of the booth like everybody
else?
So
there's a normal and a non-normal side? And the non-normal is sitting next to each other. That's weird to me.
The only time that's okay is in a sushi bar. Or at a bar.
Well, I need a copy of Casey's
Well, who
rules.
Knew? I didn't know you
had I am breaking rules right and
a
left,
whole
I think.
Book.
But I don't
but
understand
Casey.
How I'm the only one that finds this odd or irritating.
What happened when you retweeted it?
Bean wrote back saying, is this hate for hate's sake?
Yes.
Because
and then
that's
everyone
what it
else.
Like it sounds
and nobody
like,
else said anything to me.
Because I don't. Here's what I don't understand. Is it. People sometimes sit together because they're young and in love and they don't want to be that far apart from each other, which I think is kind of sweet.
But
what's
at a,
wrong with
at a
that?
Restaurant, eat your food
at a,
and then go
at
elsewhere.
At a restaurant.
Continue
they're
the night elsewhere.
They're on a date. They're having a nice time. I'm trying to figure out how it impacts your life 0.00001% in any direction what they're doing.
Bean, there's a right side and a wrong side.
This is coming from Bean, who has little irritations about everything.
No question about that. Bean's the king of this. But he, like all normal thinking people, could care less where people sit in a restaurant.
Okay,
couldn't
so he could care less.
Couldn't
there
care
you
less.
Go.
Well,
we're see, Bean and I are grammar Nazi buddies.
You are.
But seriously, I mean, why does it matter to you if they want to sit that way? It doesn't impact you in the slightest. Please try to explain this to
even
me.
Even if you're a server.
Is it that you're alone for life, probably? I mean, let's be honest. Let's all say what we're thinking here. And you hate to see other people in love? Is that what's going on here?
You hate love.
Oh, that bitch, she got a man and I can't? Is that what it is?
I don't know what exactly the irritation is. It just bothers me. And I think growing up, I didn't like going out to eat because it was either I didn't end up eating because I was talking too much, or I was with my family.
By the way, maybe there's a problem.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
Oh, my God. You're just saying that because you're jealous.
Or my family would go to dinner and then we'd just fight with each other the whole time. So I'm not a big fan of restaurants to begin with.
Okay, so, but that's different. You're not a fan of restaurants is different. Where people sit in a restaurant that really drives you crazy is, that's a little odd. That's a little weird. Like, that's...
Do you want to have a conversation? You look across the table at each other.
You can have a conversation either way. You really can.
Do you talk to people sitting next to them on the couch? Seems like that's possible. But you turn.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
Are you
the laziest person in the world?
It takes more effort to turn and look at somebody.
No, it doesn't. If I sat next to you in a restaurant, we could have a conversation.
Yeah, not looking at each other. You can glance around.
You don't have to keep your head straight. There's no rule that says you can't turn your head. And how much work is that?
Katie needs direct eye contact at all times.
What the hell?
I'm a conversational person.
Lisa is right, though. And I hadn't even thought about this at the time. It's no different than people sitting on a couch watching TV and talking to each other. If they want to look at each other as they speak, they just turn their head a little bit and do so. Same thing at a restaurant.
Because you're both focusing on the same thing if you're sitting on a couch watching TV.
Oh, Casey.
Right?
Here's what it is, Bean.
I think I just figured out. No, there are
it.
Other people who hate.
When she talks about turning your head and how much work it is, the problem is that when Casey sits down to dinner, she talks 100%. And the other person talks 0% because there's no space. So the other person's head does get sore when they have to turn it to the side and look at her
that
the whole
it.
Time.
Because I'm giving somebody a free workout. That's a free workout right there.
Unbelievable. Do you ever say anything? Have you ever said anything to a couple?
No, I have not. I keep it to myself. But if I see somebody else state it, I will agree.
You are going to die alone, and you're never going to have to decide what side of the table to put your guy on, because he doesn't exist.
It'll always be table for one, and there will never be, never be a question. 106.7 K-Rock is KLQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
You okay? You vomiting? What's going on?
I'm just changing it up. We used to go, hey, at the end of songs, now I'm going to go, huh! Like James Brown.
This makes my foot loose.
That kind of thing. Like a Springsteen, James Brown. Just a strong reaction to cool music.
You may have to explain that every time you do it, though.
No problem.
Maybe a drawback.
We got nothing but time.
Time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
It is Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs, and TV on DVD. Available for your purchase or download. TV shows on DVD. You can pick up the complete 15th season of South Park.
Wow. Unedited, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff.
When you get it on DVD. Also, Eureka, if you're a fan of that sci-fi show. And by that, I mean it's on sci-fi. The S-Y-F-Y version. Not right.
Lisa and I watched every episode of that show.
We did, yeah.
Great show.
Season 4.5 is available on DVD if you missed it. You can pick it up.
Just season 4. You can't just do season 4.
It's the first half of season 4.
What that means, I think, is it got canceled and that's all the episodes they made.
How dare you, sir.
So it's only half.
Remember they had that cafe every year at Comic-Con? They would put together the Eureka Cafe where you could hang out. And
how's that going to work out this year?
It's going to be some other kind of cafe, I'm guessing. DVDs, the new movies on DVD, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to run out and get that.
Yeah. That's what our assistant producer gets every weekend. She gets Chipwrecked.
Her name is Chip.
Wow.
That was something.
Thank you. Jason Lee stars along with David Cross and Justin Long. And when you get a chance, ask David Cross what he thinks of Chipwrecked, the movie he started. Very entertaining response. Okay.
Dangerous Method, starring Michael Fassbender, Keira Knightley, and Viggo Mortensen. Story of Freud and Jung, which is not an accounting firm. It sounds like two very smart dudes. And the woman they both loved, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Story of Beer Mug.
Come on, Ralph.
Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock also star in the film. Corman's World, the documentary about Roger Corman, one of the most revolutionary independent film producers in movie history. A great guy and a fascinating story about how he got his start in the business and how he trained so many people we now love in the film business with his low-budget filmmaking techniques. New CDs, Amaryllis by Shinedown, Nocturnicate by the Mars Volta, and Vulnerable by The Used on CD is available today.
Let me also mention the Madonna album, which came out a day early for some reason this week. It came out yesterday, but if you're into Madonna, she's got a new one out, too.
I'm not sure that...
That was just me getting nauseous at the thought of Madonna's new
music. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Isn't it possible it could be good?
Nope.
Okay.
While we're talking about new music that can't possibly be good, Justin Bieber's new single was available yesterday online. We've been playing it all morning because it's really funny.
It's rapalicious.
Got an email from listener Michael James who writes, just want to let you know, while listening to krock.com on my computer at work this morning, you played Justin Bieber's new single during your normally stimulating showbiz beat. Just as the hoser began to rap, my computer locked up and I lost all the work I've done since 7 a.m. this morning.
Hey, blame that on Biebs, not us.
More proof that the Beeb is looking to take over America.
All right, good.
As always, thanks for wasting much of my morning, Michael writes. And I feel bad, but Mike, but you know, look, we gotta bring the people the news.
It's the news.
Nothing's hotter than Bieber's new single, Boyfriend.
Who cares about Justin Bieber? Nobody cares about Bieber.
The world cares, sir.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone.
Alright, here comes the rapping part.
Here we go. Bust the move.
Tell me what you like, yeah. Tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Lightyear, fly across the globe. I don't ever wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. Bar. Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend until the upper world. Yes. Make you dance to a spin and a twirl. And voice going crazy on the hook like a whirlwind, swaggy.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sex talk? Yeah, sex talk, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you hear me?
Doesn't that work with a boy's voice, like a man's voice? A
little better. Not for me.
A little better.
I like a woman's voice.
Yeah, well, that too.
That song was turning me on. But, whoever that girl he's got rapping on his single, she sounds very attractive.
It was Justin.
What?
That was Justin Bieber. That was Justin Bieber being all sexy.
Make you so bright like you're laying in the snow.
That would just make me cold. Wouldn't really make me feel bright.
I could be a Buzz Lightyear, fly across the globe. I don't ever want to fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. Bar. Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend until the upper world. Yes. Make you dance to a spin on the twirl. Voice going crazy on the hook like a
whirlwind. Dude, they can do all kinds of stuff in the studio. They can make him sound like a man if they wanted.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, you're my girlfriend.
Like if he sounded like he was older than seven, it would help.
Sounds like a woman doing a Harrison Ford impersonation.
I can't quite hear what he was rapping, but it must be good.
One of those horror movies where you just hear the ghost whispering in the air. So we're saying it's bad, I guess, is what we're saying.
Yeah, but having said that, I agree with Fiend. It's going to be a massive hit.
More bad news.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Because why?
I was pretty much done.
Okay.
Just because it sounds like everything else that's out there. And
yeah. Yeah, it's not groundbreaking.
No.
More bad news. Nadia Solomon announced today that...
Octomom?
Octomom.
She's having more kids?
No. She even worse. She's posing topless.
Oh. Oh. Really?
Yeah,
oh.
For a British magazine.
No. Mm-mm.
Three years after her eight baby pregnancy?
No. Hell no.
Nadia says she has lost 140 pounds since giving birth.
So listen,
I just pinged back into shape like a rubber band after the kids.
Yeah, that happened. That's how it works.
Was the first 100 pounds just baby?
Eight kids.
Yeah, I guess it was.
God.
Those are some saggy boobs, let's be honest.
I think she had some
surgery. Those are saggers. Even if she had surgery, there's got to be. That's not.
They
I don't want to.
They can fix anything.
They can airbrush the hell out of it.
The new photos are available online, and sadly, they are not nearly airbrushed enough.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
No. No.
Nadia also claims she gets too much attention from men.
Sure. That happens.
Men with vasectomies. But she said she refuses to date until the octuplets are 18.
Oh, now she cares?
Now she cares, yeah. So she's going to wait till she's eight. They're 18. And then, look out, world. She's open for business.
I don't feel bad for her because she made the choice to have and then keep all those kids. But I do feel bad that now she's got herself in a situation where she can't get a job and can't make a living. And I feel like she's doing things like taking off her top because it pays this month's rent. It's not a long-term strategy, though.
And she's doing those phone calls. Remember,
you can
pay
keep in
for
mind,
the...
you can go to dialastar.com.
Right.
And support her.
And, how much
12,
business is she going
to
get?
For $12 a minute, you can talk to Nadia Sulman. Just $12 a minute.
$12 a minute? She's got a hand bra, by the way, on there.
Oh, there
she's got
she,
hand
there's
bras.
The photos. There. Yeah, but come
but,
on.
But it's better that way.
Look.
It is better
no,
that way. That's
she
not.
She looks like a...
pasty.
She looks pasty, like a sort of a Russian teenage male bodybuilder with bolt-ons and a wig.
You can tell she used to be fat for whatever reason.
Yeah, and by the way, that's surgery, too. That's
oh,
not
yeah,
bound.
You
that's,
don't have eight babies and have
she's
a...
Not
no, she
pinging,
snapped right
she's
back.
Not pinging back like a rubber band.
Yeah. Ping back.
She ponged.
And they're not.
They had to stitch her up.
Trust us when we tell you. We don't steer you wrong on women. This is not one you want to see.
You don't need to see these.
Worry about this.
No. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Nathan Fillion. Rick Castle. One of my favorite TV shows on the planet. Castle is 41 years old today. Mariah Carey turns 42. Quentin Tarantino is 49 years old today. I got a lot of angry emails when I was bitching about it. I want to see a new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Right.
But he's making a new movie. It's a Django Unchained. It's like, I know that. I just want to see it now. Is what I'm saying.
We want instant gratification.
Right. I want to see, instead of Nadia Sulman on the screen in front of me, I would like to see Django Unchained right now. But I'm looking forward to that film. He is 49 years old. Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost turns 42. Fergie of Black Eyed Peas is 37 years old.
I have lost all respect for all of you and the Black Eyed Peas and Fergie.
Yeah.
The fugly bitch.
Come on, Perez.
Take it easy.
Be that way. And actress Brenda Song from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody and also the... Apple Blossom Pagoda of...
Warrior Princess, I think
Warrior
is what
Princess,
you're looking for.
Yes.
Warrior Princess, yeah.
24 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Tara, who is a professional wing girl.
Oh, wing
it's
girl.
It's a service that you can hire. You go out.
She's a pilot.
She's by your side. You go to a bar.
Top Gun?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Other women think, hey, that guy must have something going on. But then somehow she goes over and makes the introduction. She helps you. She's
a
professional wingman.
You know this guy I would never bone in a million years?
Right.
He's interested in you. Why don't you guys hook up?
What's your name?
I'm going to go find a rich guy.
She's an actress, basically. She's paid to talk you up, saying, oh, you got to meet my friend.
Right.
He's fantastic, right? That's
but
the deal.
My question I'm going to ask tomorrow is, then wouldn't any woman with half a brain say, well, if he's so great,
why
are
you
with him?
Well, because lots of people just have friends that are women. She would say, oh, we're just friends.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
like that.
You're right. Lots of guys have smoking hot women that they don't want to bone. You're
that's
right.
true.
My
that
bad.
Happens a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
She probably says brother. I mean, she has to say something.
Oh, she's got
to
come
she
up
she has
with
to
that.
Say something, and that would make sense. But anyway, we're going to talk to her
gay.
Tomorrow.
We're going to meet my gay friend.
We also have Adam Carolla on tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
And Bean was talking a little earlier this morning about how he's going to kick the ass of Alistair Overeem when he comes home.
I didn't say
anything
like that.
He's
going to
kick his ass.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that
tape. Yeah, so that's going to be fantastic. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.